I've been seeing a lot of reports.
Episode
about
49,
that.
Man. The live show before the live show.
Disconnected to your affected.
Can we recite all of our freestyles? I'm on disconnected because I'm erected.
Eustention. Nah, we literally just went over. Huh? No, I was just sharing with the chat that like we literally just went over this whole like last 3 minutes.
Nah, it was about a cool.
You
like,
dissed the homie's girl.
Stop.
That's
pushing
true.
This
I'm glad that was off air because
you guys are so weird.
If people saw how hard I punched.
What'd you say? You want to punch me?
No, I'm kidding.
I'm about to say, try it, please.
Oh my god, no, I would never.
You're gonna.
I'm not a puncher. What? We are live though. Sorry.
Take a look at my purse.
But we were okay, so we were live for like 5 minutes before this had even started. We thought we were live, but we actually weren't. We freestyled. I was going crazy.
We're unpacking house phone and Yuri's beef.
Mr. I love a DM.
I know.
Oh my god, it's off.
Oh my god.
No, now it is.
DM police over here. Your bitch
I know,
ass
let
got
you
deleted.
Tell it. You're number one culprit of being on your phone during a podcast.
And honestly,
not the beginning.
You don't even,
in the middle.
You don't even understand this feeling, bro. Your shit got deleted, motherfucker.
Oh.
I got a backup page.
Yeah, you haven't heard that song that sound in a while.
First of all, fuck both of y'all. You never hear that sound. You got like a thousand followers. Fuck
no,
you.
Hell no. Shout out to Harmony.
Second of all, follow me on Twitter at HousePhoneDND.
D&D.
I don't know why I smacked my lips. Honestly, follow me on Twitter as soon as
I make one. Can you make a new Twitter?
I want to
I feel
so
like
bad.
I miss you on Twitter so much. Pause.
I wasn't even that crazy on
Twitter.
I would just send you memes, though. I would never have no hot takes. Look, my thing is I'm honestly, you know what? I have a ghost Twitter. I'm announcing it right here, right now.
Shut
so
the fuck up.
I could like chime into this whole like.
Are you joking?
People are going to find your old tweets.
It's Blazzy the PayPal.
D-A?
B-L-A-Z-Z-Y. D-A PayPal.
Blazzy the PayPal. You don't know how to spell PayPal?
You said you've been banned off Twitter and Instagram and Discords. Like you said, you were a toxic troll at one point.
But I'm on some like top G, like Alex Jones. Okay. Where I got banned.
So now
you're
Andrew Tate.
Like,
you're the top G, Alex Jones.
I'm the top B.
Oh,
damn.
The top bitch.
Yo, not my homie telling
me. Bro, you can't say top B without people going like top what?
Yeah. You're just used to hearing bitch over boss.
Oh, but boss is big old sack of shit.
Bitch over boss is a. That sounds like a Rafi the Plug song.
BOS, it is. Boss is a. BOS stands for Blazzy on some shit.
I always thought
Blazzy's off some shit.
my homies always would disrespect police officers by going like, "Yo, thanks, boss," because in their heads they thought big old, you know, it was big old sack of
that's
shit.
That's the dumbest shit,
bro.
Ever.
That's the weak.
Thanks, boss. That's why whenever someone says boss to me, I think they're like trying to be funny. I'm like,
I feel like you just made that up off the top.
I
of
did
your
not.
Head right
there. I thought they nope. made it up off the top of their head, but it's a whole thing. Apparently,
do y'all remember this like petty ass, fake ass like information everyone was spreading in middle school? It was like just like Marilyn Manson's rib.
Yeah, I was.
But it was like.
That.
It thumbs up in the Middle East means fuck you.
What?
I did hear random dumb shit like that.
Or this.
School was so stupid.
Bro, this means
that
the
is,
worst
that
shit
is
ever.
A thing, though. And then also, like, I think this.
Yeah, that means like.
That means you're about to kill you or something.
That means, like, you're, like, cheap and, like, sign language or some shit?
No, I think it means fuck you, right? I don't know.
Why don't people just say fuck you?
I don't know. These are things you learn in middle school.
They don't speak the same language.
This is universal.
No, actually.
No, this is universal.
No, in Austria, this means hello.
Bro, if someone does this to me, like, in public, I'm thinking they have trouble speaking.
Or no, their elbow's itchy.
If someone does that to you in public, you might want to run away. It might be a problem.
No. Well, I'm going to have to deal with it.
Wait, there's the bite the thumb thing, too, right? You could
the fuck
bite,
does that mean?
They say, bite. I will bite my thumb at you. It means,
that's
like,
so
fuck.
Sugary. I'm not going to, like, suck my thumb in public.
No, okay, no, you're not sucking it. You're like,
no.
Nibbling.
You're sucking it.
If you slap the elbow, it's because, nigga, I'm about to DDT you and then hit you with the people's elbow.
Oh, God. No, you're right.
You
that
the
is
people's
that.
Elbow afterwards.
Hey, honestly, bro, I want to get in a street fight again just so I could lay out the people's elbow.
Bro,
whoa.
I can't gauge what your hands is like. Because like, you're so calm all the time. I couldn't really see you getting that mad till you have to squabble somebody.
Which I don't. I think, like, anger is the quickest way to expose like someone's insecurities and shit like that.
No,
and
that's true.
You'll never see me shouting. You know what I'm saying? You had to like fucking like
slap your mom or something.
You'd have to slap my mom, record a video of my dad and mark him out like at his job, and maybe like crash into my brother's whip.
No,
first side problems. No, and I still might like be like silent Drake mob boss about it and fucking
and just get you whacked.
Get your sister's finger nail mail to you. You feel me,
dude? I think if you were locked in a room for an hour with the ultimate shit talker that did not give a fuck and he was just going off on you about every little thing that you know you can make fun of you about, I think at like 30 minutes in you're gonna be like, fuck you, shut the fuck up. Like,
no,
you
know, get off because it's like when you're so sure about yourself, bro, like hearing shit from crazy people the way you're literally painting someone, like you're in the room with the biggest shit talker, that's already a crown that I don't think most people want to have, you know.
That's
what
like some weird like troll champion.
Yeah. I kind of want to do a stream where like it's titled "Trying to Break Blasey."
No, I don't think anyone in this room has ever. I mean, like maybe some. Never mind. But you know what I'm saying? Like it happens, but it don't happen. It's not like, where's my remote? House phone's definitely blown up, but like when House phone blows up, he's like under the breath, pissed. Man, that's some fucking bullshit, man. No, fuck y'all. Fuck y'all.
You just leave. I feel like when you get mad at something.
Yeah, because like. Y'all are my actual people, so, like, I'm not about to be, like, arguing.
I've definitely had zesty house phone in the back of my whip saying, like, saying some shit. Like, bro, you don't fucking listen.
I'm telling you
I'm telling you where the fuck are my shirts. Blasey, send the files, bro.
No, there
honestly,
we go.
Honestly, you're fucking up, bro.
Blasey, send the files is definitely
should never had you on the show.
It's a verbatim text that I probably sent many a time.
And
I,
you know what? It stopped me because the last episode, you went on here and fucking... dissed and slandered and wiped my printer's name with shit on the wall.
I didn't say his name.
You pit and just for you to text you Friday, like, hey, biggest bro, like, can you put us in a group chat with the printer?
Biggest bro. I like that.
Biggest BB. Bro sounds hard. Honestly, hey, everybody got that. Biggest bro.
Like, you're past big bro level. You're biggest bro.
With hard, nah. Okay.
Why are you drinking? Why are you like chasing your took coffee?
Well, that's not coffee. It's a rock star. But let me get some. That's kind of when you tell someone when like one of your big bros tells you like, I thought I was your big bro. What's up with you saying House One's your big bro? You're like, no, you're my biggest bro, but he's my big bro.
I can't believe this someone having
or the rock star.
No, that's just rock star. Maybe it has a little after flavor of backwash for me. You know, drinking the vodka. There's no backwash.
There's shot glasses for this though. Here,
I was asking you guys.
Yuri got hair on his cup and shit.
It's my dog's hair, bro. This guy's his hair gets everywhere. I don't know what's going on,
dude. Shit probably hasn't been washed since he had vodka.
No, hey, no. Riley washes all the dishes, so put blame on him.
Look at the residue on the fucking the lip part.
There's no residue.
Look, two things we gotta have.
You got dog hair and res.
Two things we're gonna have in the next season of Disconnected is a lie detector test and a microscope.
Bro, you know what's crazy?
And
is
a black
like,
light for Yuri's album.
Bro, you know what's crazy is usually when I ask someone, like, hey man, can I have a sip of that? And he's like, yeah, yeah, no problem. I don't go to like, oh, let me roast them. I go, oh, thank you, my friend.
Well, we also
gulp,
don't
gulp, gulp. Here you go. You guys are like, oh, you're drinking Dasani. What the fuck? Thanks for nothing, asshole.
I never pulled up with no like private home fucking tumbler from Starbucks to
Tumblr.
The yeah, bro, to the fucking podcast near this house, one, bro.
Oh my
like,
God.
So I'm judging like your home. You know what I'm saying? Like your instruments there.
I love how you're just rubbing your fingers all over the mouth tip after suck
bro.
Out of. No,
it's already dirty.
It's definitely dirty now, bro. Oh my God. Okay, and there's nothing left in here.
Oh my God.
Okay,
you have to wash
Gus.
It now.
Oh my God, I'm the bad guy.
I got roasted. And I have no more drink left. This is. I feel like I'm back in middle school, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, with your fucking flicking and thumb sucking.
I'm
you
biting
might be...
my thumb at the both of you right now.
I took a baby sip because I thought about like, okay, he might would want some of his drink back.
Yeah.
No. So I just wet my whistle a little bit.
So Blasey took the big gulp.
I passed it to him. This nigga's over. You see that nigga throat going up and down? And
oh,
like,
my
bro,
God.
Pause.
I just pecked the pepper in there.
You stuck your tongue in my drink, dude.
Well, how else am I supposed to drink it?
No.
It's like your dog.
Okay, you might as well just finish
his
it.
Stuck his tongue in the drink.
Your dog for sure shares that cup with you.
Can we get another chaser in here, dude?
Bro, drink some damn water.
You could go through the stream without drinking.
Let you tell it. You can go through graphic designing without the lean, my friend. Come on.
I don't.
You can go through a freeway without falling asleep on it.
No. And hey, what freeway are you talking about, motherfucker? Wet and reckless. Mr. Wet and Reckless right here.
You are wet.
Just because you're stuck doing double A meetings for the next 3 months doesn't mean you have to push your initiative on me.
I need to go to a damn double A.
Yeah, I'm going
to
bring your ass. Honestly, you're Miguel now.
I really will go with you for real.
I'm just going to go in there and roast everybody in there, bro. Like, why do y'all drink?
Wait, what if you got arrested just to give house phone free double A meetings?
Hey, I'll go with you, bro. Like,
you know this is not going to happen.
Are you going to stream
You got to stop
it?
Shaking no, those handshakes mean, like, little to nothing at this point, bro.
Why?
You could be like, bro, I'm about to give you $1 million.
Well, why would I say that?
Well, you've said crazier things.
Like and what? And then we shook hands on?
No, house phone comes through all his promises.
I need a compilation of me shaking hands with Blasi on something and me not doing it.
Every time you've made a promise, I think you've came through.
Okay.
But Blasi, on the other hand, I think there's a couple things.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. A lot of people have been saying their order's been falling off the back of the truck.
Not a lot of people. True. Check it out.
There's shipping daily.
I mean, you
understand.
I'm gonna let USPS tell you. Want me to call them? How many packages y'all picked up for 9 personal?
Honestly, you shipping out too many orders.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, try telling that to the people. No, but
everybody's gonna feel like that if they see other people.
Let you tell the motherfucker, where's my shirt at?
First of all, I wasn't dissing you. I was just saying that everybody just feels entitled at one point. They're just
that's why I wanna clear any entitlement out. You know what I'm saying?
We are shipping daily, guys.
No, beyond that. You know, email me for a refund.
No.
If it's that deep,
you know, because no other brand is going to be able to offer you that in the streetwear community. And
why you say that?
Because that's the truth. Are you offering refunds?
Wait, no, Blasi, fuck the refund. I will come to your warehouse and I will package.
You're going
to
fuck everything up.
No, I will package stuff for 24 hours straight stream.
You're going to type everybody's name in.
No. Yeah, everything will go straight to where it's supposed to go.
You're going
to
be sending like a Texas order to fucking New Zealand.
Every 5 packages I send it to myself, I'm like, all right, fire. It's a free sweatshirt.
Yeah, you're
free, I don't know, ashtray.
I mean, you don't have that much clothes, so he would know that you were like doing something if you popped up with a bunch of nothing personal out of nowhere.
Oh, that's true, actually.
But, you know, just to touch on it one last time, you know what I'm saying? Like, guys, this is the first time I do a whole solo collection. Check my Instagram. Every time I've ever done this, I've been dealing with other producers on like the production on that.
You produce and shipped everything?
Yes.
Honestly, that's
you know what I'm
fucking
saying? And it's not like I'm running off.
For real, no, like. That's like you're like J. Cole, like with no features.
Wait, I think I should be the last to be like clapped right now.
Wait, Blasi, so you're saying that usually like you will like drop like one item, right?
Well,
but now you're dropping multiple, so you're sending all different items.
Not on top of that, you know, with t-shirts, I thought I was able to be reactive quick enough. It's like the way that the production is right now lately with like getting blanks, everything's back ordered. But when it comes to the products, like there hasn't been a single accessory I ever released without it being, like, all at the office. You know what I'm saying? And, like, anyone who's purchased an Ashley, a Bank Bob double cup mug,
it all went through the
Birkin
hallways.
Bag, it all leaves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, I'm not here to, you
know.
That
shit's a whole process, bro.
And I told everybody from the beginning, I was like, guys, buy this shit right now. Ships tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I was very clear. 4 to 6 weeks. We're on the 6th week. That passed. I couldn't commit to it. Get a refund. You know what I'm saying? But the order will come.
I respect that.
You know what I'm saying? I only want to do, and you know, since day one, my whole big thing with my brand, you know, I'm really trying to take advantage of people understanding that I'm the owner. I don't know where I'm going with this, but to say that, you know, I try to be very transparent with my audience. You know what I'm saying? There's no smoke and mirrors. There's no false hope.
Well, look.
Yeah.
I'll take a
screenshot of manufacturing emails if
Listen, I have a question as a person who also is in the same industry where, like, how do you feel like you go about keeping everyone happy and just like, I feel like.
Well, continue.
No, go ahead.
Well, I think like the reason people are most upset, it's like, you know, it's kind of, I feel them, you know, if I were to order something online and, you know, let's say you go on Postmates, I've had orders where the shit takes 2 hours and I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're really upset because you invested your money into it. So, you know, to clear any of that, I understand that, you know, this $40 means something different to someone else. You know what I'm saying? So like, if it means me refunding them and then maybe tuning in for like a later restock, you know, let's do that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
but like,
and people are down to do that. I've noticed as well. We're like,
no, you know what? I'm gonna keep it real. I put it on my story. Hey guys, refunds zero. You
like people are willing to wait.
I had the fattest zero. I do a pretty good job, decent job checking DMs. Mm-hmm. I put a lot on restricted though, but I do a pretty decent job of checking DMs, and not a single person came with a serious conversation of like, hey, I want a refund.
It's a lot
of
trolls.
And, you know, well, it's like, you know, if you have an opportunity to troll somebody, if you have an opportunity to be part of the conversation, I don't blame you for doing so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're always going to want to, like, find a way. It's kind of funny, though, because, you know, they're customers, so it's like.
Exactly. You have to treat them with respect and shit. But you know what I noticed about the streetwear game, where it kind of has the same curse the crypto game has, where there's a lot of legitimate crypto, you know, worlds and, like, you know, places to invest and all that stuff, but there's been so many scams and people taking advantage of their customers in the crypto world that a lot of people just look at crypto as all in all a scam. And I feel like in the in the like new underground fashion world of like, you know, basically kids or young adults popping up on their own, making clothes out of the garage or, you know, some small place. Not a lot of them, but there's been a good amount of them who have scammed their customers.
Has a stigma to it.
Not come through with their orders, all this stuff, spend their money on drugs. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a whole stigma to it for sure.
And that's why you have to fight I'm so aware of that. You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing this shit build up the last 6 years, you know?
Also, I feel like we could all learn from a little patience, too, at the same time. And people have to understand this. Like, this is not like a Nike
I came to the conclusion that I'm not gonna drop like clothing for a fat minute.
Because, took that long?
Too much stress? It's just stress that I'd rather not have. And you know, these products garner more attention. More attention. They mean more to me and my audience. The t-shirt you can only wear once a month or once a week, depending on how favorite this t-shirt is.
You could be Yuri and wear it every day.
Right. Or something like Ashley, you could be like all of us and use it all every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really interested in products that you could utilize and kind of like work with throughout your day. You know what I'm saying? And that's really where my heart's at. I didn't want to do clothing 3 years ago. Mm. Shout out to Tommy Activity. He brought me into this world. I was just doing cover art. I wanted to be the coldest flyer cover art maker in 2018. That was my goal in my life. So, you know, fashion isn't necessarily my repertoire. It's not something that I grew up on.
You be putting that shit on, though.
You know, I be putting shit on, but it's not like I didn't graduate from fucking Fitum.
No, but nah, you don't have to, though. That's where it starts. Like, having a love for just getting yourself fly is where it starts.
And my real heart at truly, truth be told, I know I can make a cool t-shirt. You know what I mean? That's my bread and butter. That's what I do for a living. But, like, my true heart is
the products.
Products. That's honestly all I really care about. And in 20 years, I want to be able to design cars like how Virgil was doing towards the later end, you know? Yo, hotels, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, think about, like, the Line Hotel in Koreatown. Fire. Someone had to come in there.
Someone was like, nah, I need motherfucking, like, visibility in this.
Yeah. I want you to be able to sheer walls.
Hey, since we're on the whole Blasey designer topic, I noticed that you posted a thing about Balenciaga and that basically a vase they made, right? It's like a vase, a bag vase. But what I noticed is Balenciaga also had released a dog bowl, and in the dog bowl it said Balenciaga products or like something along the lines of like
home goods, and I was like,
have they done this before, or have they been catching on to like what's going on
in the
Blasey wave? Basically.
No, I'd be way too paranoid if I like blame their whole like home decor like campaign on me. No, I'd just sit, come on.
You just sitting there letting it
burn. Yeah, I'm gonna spark another one right now.
Okay,
but you know, home decor is nothing new. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's shit in your house, my house, household's house that like we didn't make. You know what I'm saying? But it's shit that, like, encourages us and inspires us to make new things. And, like,
that's true.
But, you know, my whole thing with the accessories is an open lane. You know what I'm saying? I came up being the t-shirt guy 2 years ago. Mm. There's almost not a brand I haven't worked with. And, you know, what I've learned is, like, I feel like I've done so much with t-shirts. And something like a product is, like, so three-dimensional. And there's so many different ways you could do it, you know what I'm saying? And it's you're not just bound to a fucking rectangular canvas.
Well, that's what's cool. It's like you're approaching it from the artistic standpoint of, like, I noticed this in the glass blowing world too, where, you know, you get so good at doing one thing and it gets so popular, but then, like, you could either do the thing where you're like, you just keep making that same product, selling it because you know you can make that bag, or you actually want to push your artistic boundaries and, like, you know, whatever you've done.
You got to view yourself from a third person at all times. Like, there's not a product that I've dropped that I haven't observed from, like, an audience perspective. And it's, like, one thing that I truly understand that I've seen, because I'm a consumer myself, is if you do the same thing, it's just going to get old. If I keep dropping shirts, you know what I'm saying, there's always going to be someone better that does t-shirts. You constantly got to reinvent yourself, you know? So, like, guys, if you guys ever want to do any creative endeavors, you know, don't ever restrict the t-shirts. Be like my boy House Phone. He got shoes and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's adding to the conversation.
Bro, we didn't even think about doing clothes for like a year in, I think, or like at least a couple drops. Mm-hmm. Like, we were...
Excuse me.
No, go ahead.
I have a bad habit of cutting people off.
No, but you know what was crazy, though? It was that, like, the year that it took for us to start sampling the shoes and getting them ready, bro, by the time that year was up, every brand from A to Z has started making their own different variations of shoes. It
became
shoes.
A whole wave of, yeah, like, people but it, making their own shoes.
But it kind of, like, striked at the right time. But a lot of those brands you don't see here today, 2 years later.
Well, that's it's because true. They fucking they run themselves to the ground. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where it's like, how many fucking versions of the shoe do you want to see? Like, we got to offer more products.
It's also, like, so oversaturated, I feel like. Because, like, you see in this...
But it's oversaturated to us because we know. To the normal consumer, regular person,
I feel like, even to everyone, like, even in the skateboarding industry, everyone who gets in the skateboarding industry, their first thought as a kid is, I will make my own board. I will make my own skateboard wax, my own shirts.
I think when the market is like this, when it's oversaturated, that should be the biggest reason to come in. Because if you really got that hot shit, you're going to separate yourself from the bigger conversation.
I think you guys are misconstruing that term because
what term?
Oversaturated?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, bro, we're talking about a niche ass community in the grand scheme of things. Like they're like you can't compare high rollers to Nikes. Like, bro, like everybody in here got on Nikes. We all like you true. Like you know what Nikes are without even knowing what Nikes.
Yeah, that's wonderful, man.
That's what I'm saying. It's levels to the shit. So like, at the end of the day, you could say there's oversaturated to bro, there's millions and millions of people that have no idea about any of this underground shit.
And you're right.
And there's people that find out about it every
fashion's
day.
Fashion's a multi-billion-dollar industry, and even like amongst our friends group, bro, there's multi-millions of just money going in and out. You know what I'm saying? We're funding.
I'm trying to see some multi-millions. What's up?
You got multi-millions.
Hey, but you're bringing up a good point. It's like the fact that basically everyone in here in the whole building is wearing 90% Nike. It's like the market is so open to new brands coming in and people just being tired of like, yo, like. I think about it sometimes too. It's like you want to be unique as a person. You want to have your drip like unique and like no one else has seen it before. But you look around and everyone's wearing Nike, dude. It's like kind of like such a thing where you want to break out the box a little bit.
No, but it's different variations though. Like he got a classic on. I have a different version of the classic.
It's all the same brand though. It's like it would be cool to be like, oh, I'm wearing sneakers, but these are the high rollers. You know what I mean, or whatever it is. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of like having, distinct little things that you wear. You know what I mean? Like it came from a Fix Gear, like riding Fix Gear and shit. Mm-hmm. There's the
bikes, right?
Yeah, the bikes. There's like the flashy parts where it looks really shiny, carbon fiber, all that stuff. But then there's also those like same parts that they look like normal parts, but they cost like $1,000. And I always thought that was pretty cool because it's not flashy, but if you know, you know. You know what I mean?
I feel like that's what every market. There's probably like kitchen like ovens that we don't even know about that we've seen for years.
Exactly.
No, you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
The pink refrigerator that Adam has in the Jack Shack.
Smeg.
My homie has a yellow one in his crib, and I'm like, you niggas got designer fucking refrigerators now?
I've installed so many of those refrigerators. They don't just make refrigerators like that. They make all types of products. Appliances. Ranges.
What's the range?
It's like a stove top with the oven on the bottom. That's like basically a range.
I forgot. He was installing appliances at one point.
They make a bunch of like different appliances, but they make it in that 70s or 80s style.
Shit's hard.
It's pretty sick. A lot of people fuck with those.
I mean, I see my homie with a fucking cool-ass old-looking yellow fridge.
Designer fridge is another type of bag. That's some shit that you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta like own a crib.
Well, listen.
To like really get into the ballpark.
Speaking of that, man, I got some good news
in
my personal life.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I had been, so the place that I was staying at now, I was subleasing it. And it was only for like a couple months, right?
Yeah.
Tell me why I had applied for this place maybe like a month ago, right? And this is the first time me applying with something with my name, my credit, my bank statements.
I'm proud of you.
Whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
So this is the only place that I applied to, right? I literally didn't look anywhere else.
All right.
I go. They show me a couple units the first time. Somebody had applied before me and took the one that I wanted at first.
Okay.
And then they showed me another one that was a little more expensive, but it was way bigger. Came with like more amenities.
For like similar price?
It was more expensive, I just said.
Oh, okay. More. Sorry.
So I ended up taking that one, and like they kept telling me like, oh, like they're like, they kept calling me back, and like it was kind of like prolonged out for a little bit to the point to where today is the last day I had at the new place.
Oh shit!
And I'm like, fuck, like they still haven't hit me back yet. She hit me up a couple days ago, like I'm gonna call you first thing in the morning. The whole day goes by today. I was getting some high rollers sample shit printed earlier today, and I was going to check for an email from Blasi. And I just see an email that's like, congratulations, you got accepted.
Nice, no way. Nice.
Yes. Congratulations. Yeah.
Dude, I feel kind of bad. I thought
store on the way?
Listen.
No jumper house tour? Like,
listen.
Oh, that would be sick.
Gym.
You're good. You're balconied up.
Gym, a fire-ass roof with, like, you know, grills and all types of
stream set up in the room or living room.
What else? A game room.
Yes.
Sauna.
You amenity.
You got to do IRL streams.
I got big amenity.
Oh, sauna? That's different. That's one thing I got to deal with the bathtub to, like, get my sweat on. But that's fire.
Listen, the whole crib is fire.
Bro. Getting sweaty with your neighbors in the sauna?
Yeah, honestly, you got to catch it, like, at 3 a.m. when no one's... I know. I did a sauna this weekend, and I was like, it's kind of weird when people walk in, like...
Ugh. You got to get used to it. It's like, you know, old school. It's like, fuck it, dude. You know, you could see each other's naked bodies, not care. But hold on. I feel really bad about this because I thought... You talk a little bit about, like, your, you know, apartment situation or whatever, but not too much. And from what I heard last, I thought you had a permanent position.
I was subleasing.
But I didn't know that. Someone had DM'd me, like, 2 days ago, and they told me that they were, like, basically a real estate agent where they help people find apartments, get apartments. And they were like, yo, I've been trying to reach House Phone. He hasn't responded to me. They're like, can you send this message to him? They're like, I want to help him get a place, and I won't charge him at all. Like, I just want to help him get a place, and I'll get
yeah, after. He
was like, but it was, I got this message 2 days
ago. You could have called that fool.
And I messaged him. I was like, all right, I got you. But I thought, I was like, I'm going to send this to House. And I was like, I think he already has a place already set up. But now so I know.
Yuri wants me to be on the screen.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I assumed that you had your thing already. You know,
no, I never assumed. That makes an ass out of you and me.
Exactly. And
at the end of the day.
I'm sorry.
I'm good. I'm going to always be good. And
let's just leave it out there. That's a mic drop right there.
Not facts. But no, bro. I was a little stressed out about that because I was just like, damn, I got to, like, move out.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, bro. There is nothing more stressful in my life that I fucking dwell upon, bro, than fucking moving out.
No, it's terrible.
I be stressing out over that shit, whether it's an office or a crib. It's like, bro,
shit. You moved hella times, too.
Yeah, in the last, like, 2 years, like, 5 times.
You're really busy, but I was going to say the main thing is, like, a lot of people stress about it because it's always last minute. But when Riley and I were moving out of our last apartment, we spent, like, 3-4 months looking for a place, and we didn't find a place until the last minute, dude.
Right. I think that that's how you should do it.
And no, that's how most people should do it, but most people don't because they're, like, preoccupied. Because you know why?
It's like, yeah, but also it's like shit gets taken up fast. So, like, exactly. If you're sitting there looking, there's no way you're going to look at an apartment that's going to be free in 2 months.
But you know what else you could do is I was trying this. It didn't work, but there was this method of I saw on YouTube is, like, you look at a place, right? They're trying to sell for a certain amount. And then you're looking for 3-4 months. You see the same place next month, month, and then you hit them up 3 months later. You're like, "Yo, you guys haven't sold this place. Give it to me for $500 cheaper. I'll take it right now. I have a deposit ready." And I heard that most times they will be down. You just have to, like, oh shit, my bad.
I caught it.
You have to be down to, like, you know, do the work and, like, call them and be like, "Yo, guys have had this place open for months."
Honestly, if I'm on Zillow or Apartments.com, I kind of had you have to search in within a week because there should be no reason, like. If it looks really good and it's on there for months, there's gotta, like,
gotta be something.
They gotta have, like they haven't evicted the people in there.
They got asbestos in the walls.
But also, like, someone died in there the year before.
People have to remember
Hotel
that
Cecil.
A lot of people are on the internet, but a lot of people are not. And the way
who's a lot of people.
Well, I was telling
those vague shit.
I was telling Riley, like, one of the also good ways of finding apartments is literally think of a neighborhood you would want to live in and zigzag through the streets and then see, like, oh, rent one bedroom, two bedrooms, and you call the numbers. And guess what? A lot of the times you call those numbers, they're not listed on Zillow.
Yeah,
or
how'd you find your spot?
I was just about to say that's complete facts.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I had drove by this place all the time, and then
City are we? I'm just kidding. Go on.
No, I'm not leaking word this time. But no, I had drove by this place before a couple times. And then one day I drove by it again. No, okay. The first time I drove by it, I took pictures of it because it was, like, said leasing. It looked nice.
Exactly.
Whatever. And then I saw it again at night and it looked even better.
Oh.
And then I saw it one more other time and I was like, yeah, I'm going to tap in with them. Like, I had the picture with the name and address and website and all that shit.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, actually pursuing it. But it's crazy the fact that I didn't apply anywhere else.
I'm really excited, though, once you moved in, because I'm curious to see, like, how you would lay out the living room and shit like that.
Okay, first of all.
Because it, trust
wait,
me,
wait,
bro.
Wait. No.
This was a connecting flight.
I need to bring this up.
I'm not home yet.
I need to bring this up real quick.
Man.
There was a guy that had made these red dice, like, wooden things.
Tables?
I mean, it was like a table stand.
Okay.
It was like, you know, like he put the glass on top of it.
Oh, yes.
But it was two wooden dice. They were red. and they had like charging ports in them, all types of shit.
Whoa. Damn.
And yeah, he handcrafted this shit.
Console table.
And I think we were talking on my original Instagram, and this was like, this is like right when we first made High Roller, so this is like 2 years ago. If you're watching this, bro, I got the permanent place now. I need dice table. That should table.
Ended up in, wait, honestly, so, we're going to have a public call for any type of custom furniture for my boy bro, right here. Hey, we need paintings on the walls. We need some candles.
I need painting. Hey, yo, can I take that one since we're not using it anymore?
Which one? Honestly, the one that
used to be behind us.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one, right?
Yeah.
Why are we not using it anymore?
I don't know.
I fucked with it.
I think one of the components is not currently.
But you know what I was gonna say is 24 karat Golden talked about this when he came on, and I knew this about this before.
He's gonna be disconnected
in the appliance business. Yeah, exactly. And wait, has he? No. I think it was No Jumper Show. But anyways, dude, when you're looking for furniture and shit, and you walk in and you look hella flashy, a $200 rug, they will tell you it's $600.
That is crazy.
But you got to be careful. That's
like
shit.
Him.
That's
scary. He like walks in. He's like, yeah, this is my song on the radio is playing.
I know.
Of course
that's...
they're going to upcharge you.
He's like, Drake, quit fucking calling me.
Yeah, right.
What were you saying about this mattress?
No,
nice. But I'm really excited, bro. And
I'm going to pimp it out.
My whole thing is like whenever I move out, bro, it takes me like at least 2 to 3 months to like open every single box, because you're gonna have your fucking mattress on the floor for a bit.
That's true.
And then you add the fucking bed frame, and then you're like, I need a couch and TV. And then 3 weeks later, it's a coffee table. And then,
but for you, like, what's the first two things you set up when you're moving?
You need a bed. You need to put the bed on the corner of the fucking room if you don't have a bed frame yet. And you just get the TV and you lay that. My TV still.
It's
like,
funny how a TV is always like a person's
essential.
Number,
and it one of the have, most essential. It gotta have AirPlay or you're fucking
or
your
you're
life
fucked.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, this is what I think: bed, TV, maybe TV stand, couch.
You're bougies.
Dude, for me, it sucks.
That's
like,
bougie?
For me, the most important thing...
I just want
thing,
it to look nice.
Mirror?
I think the couch is unnecessary. The TV...
Couch
the,
is unnecessary?
Until, like, maybe later. Well, you're having guests immediately when you're moving in?
That's the thing,
probably
bro. Hey, yeah, that's the thing. Like,
you're right.
Yeah. When
I want to sleep on the couch, maybe.
When I got the spot I'm at currently, when I first moved in there, and it was literally just like a fucking...
Empty
yeah, layout. And I had to buy a new bed, right? You know what I'm saying? So I was just on, like, this pull-out couch. It's not cool to invite no type of friends, no type of girls or anything like that.
Yeah, especially if that's where
I've
you're
spent
staying.
A night on this fucking the skinny ass futon. Think about the what you have at your streaming room.
Very nice futon.
Yeah, but two people on there, bro. It is
two?
Not. It is grimy.
Bro, you guys
ugly.
Are gonna have to sleep like this. That's
you
so
got
crazy.
To.
You could just insert into the vagina and then y'all just fuse together. And sleep
just
in
hook in
sleep
and
inside
not
everyone
out.
Has tried that once in their life, and I refuse to believe otherwise.
Well, I mean, like, you're gonna eventually get soft and fall
yeah,
out.
That's what happens every time. I mean, you just end up just turning over 12 minutes later. You're like, man, this is weird.
Honestly, though, like,
that's a strange topic, right?
Sleeping
there.
With somebody else,
it's something everyone could relate to. Though.
I've seen a meme where it was like, fell asleep with my fingers in the girl,
no,
and it was like all wrinkly and
being,
raisiny afterwards.
We're talking about being connected.
I know,
not, and then you accidentally get disconnected.
Mm. Whoa,
no, but
and honestly, I'm finna disconnect from the CIA. I gotta take a piss,
bro.
My boy,
I was waiting for a good time to take a piss. God
dude,
damn it! Whatever.
I always pick it right,
dude. All you right. No, dude. We are like 30 minutes in. We like
we were drinking water and whatnot beforehand. I ate some Panda Express.
What'd you get?
Just a rice bowl with broccoli and beef. But I have to say that the rice is like undercooked, bro. It's like hard. Yo, happy birthday, Ezo.
Happy birthday to the
cuts.
Man himself, man. Ezo cuts.
Working
man.
On his birthday, he was just cutting up a couple people in the other room.
Yeah, I know, man. I wouldn't be wanting to do anything else but cutting, you know, even
you
on my
go.
Birthday, straight up.
There
You're
go,
drippy
man.
As hell on your birthday, though, dude. What? This is
nah,
insane.
Not really, man.
Not really.
All of a sudden jeans.
I know.
Oh, yeah. You saw,
wait,
you
they
see
are.
Me, you see me then. Yeah,
whoa.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
The all of a sudden
wait,
jeans.
Wait. You know what?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go ahead and do a drip check real quick from head to toe.
Yes.
We got the birthday boy, man.
Oh, man. Shit. From head to toe? All right. Let me see here. I got a good goodie hat.
Okay.
I got the fresh Cielos, man. I've been holding on to this for like a good 4 months, man.
Just
waiting
know
for the
mine,
right
is
time.
Mine is still in the box,
it's
too.
Still,
the packaging is so fire,
hell
bro.
Yeah.
I wanted it so bad.
I got the On Some Shit t-shirt. I got the custom-made All of a Sudden
all
jeans.
All of a Sudden.
Got the I don't know, the Shaq attacks, you know, nah, those Reebok pumps, man. Yeah, what? Straight up
the Shaq attacks,
and then the jewelry, custom jewelry by my boy Neil Diamond. Shout out Neil Diamond, you see me? Man.
Damn,
but yeah, man, that's pretty much it right there.
So what's up, man? What's besides cutting, man? What's your birthday wish, man?
I was just gonna ask that too.
What do you feel like has been the highlight of this year, man, for you?
Ooh, highlight of the year. Damn.
I asked you like three
questions. I just noticed we all have our legs in the same position. This is
kind of like contagious, you know? You see somebody else doing it, you want to try it out.
Yeah, fuck it.
Highlight of the year would actually have to be, it'll sound a little, cliche. Nah, a little cliche. It would be getting to come up here and not only cut you guys here, but chill. Get to, you know, sit down every now and then. Yeah. And, you know, that's
fuck with the people, vibe out with the people.
Yeah, that is the highlight of the year.
Oh, right? Fire.
I was thinking earlier, too. I was like, damn, what's crazy is, like, the first 6 months of the year was fire for me. And then the last 6 months been like, man, what the hell?
Sometimes. Like rough or something?
Nah, I mean, not rough. It's just, it ain't matching to, like, the first 6 months.
That's the thing with life is, like, you know, there's those ups and downs. And that's what really, like, challenges your character and how you react to things as a person is how you handle the downs. You know what I mean? Because, like, if you start acting strange or different or desperate when you're down, it's, like, that's what will affect when you're back up. Or if you get back up. You know what I mean?
That's the fact, for real. And you know what?
Because everyone has downs.
I can relate to that so hard. I feel like this has been the worst and also the best year of my life ever. Like, in so many different ways, it would take me so long to even sit here and try to explain.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yuri, you want to do your drip check?
Oh, shit. Okay, so these are the shoes that I think got me some free high rollers, or you roasted me for these shoes?
No. Your other shoes were...
Oh, yeah, no, you threw them in the dumpster.
They were also SBs, but we threw them away.
Yeah, so these are some really crusty old SBs, but I had no other shoes to wear. I wanted a black...
I remember when those were fresh.
I wanted to wear the black Chucks you had hooked me up with, but I never washed them since my cat pissed on them, and, you know, I just... They've been festering.
So, if you just let it marinate, and pee.
I've been busy, bro. They probably have fungus
in them.
You've
been letting it marinate in cat pee?
What can I do, my friend?
Anything besides letting it
I will throw them in
marinate.
A bathtub of hot water tonight.
No, that's the worst thing you
can
do.
What can I do to them?
I think you should put some cold water, some like laundry detergent, only a little bit, and just at least like soak them in there overnight.
Oh, God. You think I... Oh, okay, whatever.
It has to be cold water. You don't want to.
Oh, because it has the print on the back too.
Well, not even just that. You don't want to fuck up the material and have the black fade, and then you also don't want to fuck up the.
All right,
print.
I'm gonna soak them in cold water, and I'll wash them tonight. Fuck it, dude. I just been.
But the fact that you've been letting it marinate, you might want to let it soak first.
And oh, for a minute,
because you want to get that smell out of it, dude. When that girl's dog peed on my fucking Needles jeans, he peed and shitted in them before we went to New York to do the live show.
That's grimy.
So we went to New York, Boston. I came home, and then I realized 2 days later.
No.
So it had been like a week and some change.
Okay, I feel better now because it's been like a week, basically.
No, but I'm telling you that I washed the jeans and the Hellstar shirt. Bro, I went to go put the shirt on the other day. It was a Grateful Dead Hellstar shirt.
Uh-huh.
I went to go put it on the other day, and I like before it even got onto my body, it just smelled like dookie.
Oh my God. I threw it
on the other side of the room. Went, ugh. This is after I washed it twice, dried it, and then hang dried it.
That's when you really consider whether like you're like,
it's not worth it.
Is my animal even worth it? It's like
my
things are getting chewed up.
It wasn't even my animal.
My clothes are getting ruined.
Think about that. It wasn't even my animal.
I would have punted it.
I didn't.
No, I'm kidding.
He was already gone.
Wait, what were you gonna say, Izzo, when we were talking about the pee and shit?
It was totally off topic, but I don't know why it reminded me, but I was gonna ask you why are you covering the hair, man.
It's not that I'm trying to cover the hair. It's the fact that I was like getting dressed for Disconnected today, and I'm always trying to change up what I'm wearing, so you know I don't get the old like you wear this all every week or whatever, right?
I couldn't tell.
I was looking in the mirror. I realized I have this all black fit on.
I like this jacket.
And then I was like, "Fuck it, let me throw on my black hat as well." And
shout
I just
out
wanted
to
you know,
cuts, man.
Bring
birthday,
it all together.
Man.
But actually, to finish my drip check, I have these ROSS jeans. Most likely, I don't even remember. They're very old. I have this Danger shirt. Shout out to Danger. I have this Local Forever jacket. Shout out to Local Forever. I really like this jacket and a Local Forever hat as well.
I like that jacket a lot.
Right? It says, "United we bargain, divided we beg."
Shout out to the show, man.
Shout out to Local Forever.
I'm trying to see what Blasi got going on over here, man. What you got going on?
You know what, guys? I am announcing. So next year, I'm talking about your.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to go use the bathroom now.
There you go.
You know what I mean? We got to have some appetizers for his entree.
There you go.
So next year, I am going to be doing a lot of fucking, like, I just want to ring in the new year with a lot of goals and a lot of, like, I just want to check boxes off, you know what I'm saying? One of them is, like, I usually almost wear all black exclusively.
That's a fact.
Like, I was looking at my closet the other day, got all this shit lined out. I'm like, damn. Like,
it's the easiest to just be like, okay, black me down.
But you know what I'm saying? You're someone who plays with the colors. You feel me? That's a fact. And, like, I'm trying to, you know, get more colorful. Pause. You feel me? But, you know, still make this shit look right, so.
I'm not going to lie, you swagging today.
I got some white Air Forces.
I feel like I've never seen you wear plain white Air Force.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
But they're obviously still crispy, so you might have.
Oh, no, these are fresh out the box. I keep a couple on ice.
On ice?
Yeah. They're good shoes to travel with.
There was once upon a time where you had so many blank Air Forces because you were about to do the bones.
Yeah, Nike let me buy 200 on their web store.
Really?
Straight up. I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to hit every single Foot Locker in California.
But you got them regular price?
Yeah.
Wholesale?
It was about 20,000 in just fucking Nikes. This was
you
like
probably made a lot back, though.
Not necessarily. This was like 3 years ago. Yeah, I for sure made a little bit of money, but it wasn't enough. Like, I would have been better off working at McDonald's, like, with the return. I mean, keep it 100.
Damn.
Let's come down. Let's
break it down.
Let's talk shop, right? It's like, the shoes cost $100 each. I'm selling these Bone Forces for $250. My boy is charging me $100 to fucking print on these.
He's really $50 off of them.
Yeah, $50, and I'm buying boxes. Now we're talking $25, and it's like,
damn.
You know what I'm saying?
You end up making like $23.
More or less, I mean, but that's.
Shit, after you ship them, you're making like $19.
But that's the kind of like products you got to have in the beginning. You can't expect to be making money like that.
It's more getting it out there, because think about how many people
you just want up. More foot soldiers. You know what I'm
saying? Think about how many people like that I remember you specifically making custom pairs for it back
then. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't. Maybe in the grand scheme, those Bone Forces, I've probably lost like a lot of money on those.
I got a custom pair of black and yellow ones that you made.
Yeah. Bro, Phil, you are way too secretive, bro. This isn't National Geographic. He is hiding. Look at, bro. He's hiding under the curtain.
No, I've seen him already. That's why I looked away, because I was like, this fucking guy is like the History Channel hiding in the bushes, like capturing the gazelles fucking galloping through the forest. All right.
But I got some good, you know, Carhartt pants from, I think I got these in Wasteland a couple years back, and, you know, good menace.
How much they charge you for some Carhartt pants at Wasteland?
Nah, this was like 2019, so it wasn't necessarily like fucking hype street yet with the Carhartt shit, dude. But, maybe like 100, you know what I'm saying?
You could have went to the Carhartt store and got them for like $60 or ordered them online.
Sorry, mom. Like what?
I was just trying to help you out. My bad.
I didn't know they had different styles of Carhartt, because I went on Amazon looking for Carhartt.
So much.
It was way different from their actual.
With these trucker pants.
Yeah, it's way different.
You have to think about it like this. It's a legit, like, it's like a Dickies. It's like a workwear. So all that shit is really for niggas to be doing construction work, niggas in jail. So it's all different types of, nah, for real. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, bro, it's all different types of, like.
Ezo's trying to get his drip on.
But listen, this is what I'm telling y'all. Army surplus. Get all the Dickies, all the Carhartt, all that shit.
Yeah.
Army surplus, the Carhartt website, or like any like Melrose Trading Post on a Sunday. But you have to go to like the real vintage people.
No, shit's gutted out in 2022.
Truth be told, you gotta
bite the bullet and get the resale market.
Fuck all that. That's not what you do. What you do is you need a nigga like Home Denim Co. Shout out to my boy, man. Shout out to my nigga from the East Coast. You need a nigga like Home Denim Co. who collects this shit. He knows the plugs. He knows where to get the shit for cheap. And he's going to repurpose it. But a nigga like me, you use that same plug just for your, like, your everyday to day. I'm not necessarily trying to repurpose it. Like, how do you think, like, gallery department gets, like, all those, like.
They must have a crazy source.
They have a crazy plug that you have to.
Because there's definitely events, like, throughout Los Angeles where, like, you know, if you really like have something like Round Two or one of these places where it's like a boutique, you know, secondhand store, like they have these accounts where it's like, okay, you have to spend $5,000 on just like 100 pounds of denim, and like it's just rare ass Levi's all the time.
Yeah, so like that's what I'm saying. Like most of the people that have, like, most people that have access to shit like that is because they're like collectors or they they're repurposing it, is what I was trying to say.
Right.
But, dude, like, sometimes you just find, like, a random steal. Sometimes, like, I found some guy recently who had, like, vintage Carhartt jackets or whatever. And to be honest, those same
jackets. It's rare now.
No, it wasn't
You cannot just, like, come across it at Goodwill anymore.
Yeah, no, not at Goodwill at all.
Sometimes you can, to be honest.
No, you can't. When's the last time you went to go look?
If you have to, go to
the right. When's the last time you went to go look?
Okay, you're right. We're here in LA, you're right.
If we're here in LA, it's impossible.
You have to be like a year.
LA, New York, it's impossible.
Wait, hold on. I noticed one thing, though. It depends on what Goodwill you go to.
Y'all would have let me say what I'm trying to say.
A lot of people go to Fairfax, all these other places.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Exactly. That's where you're going to find nothing.
Exactly.
Or if you find it, it's going to be extremely hot. But if y'all didn't cut me off, I was going to finish saying that some nigga on Instagram from the East Coast, random, middle of nowhere, he had Carhartt jackets.
Yeah.
$120? $150?
That's a bargain? Deep
into America.
Bro, do you know how much they sell those for now?
I don't.
I think
$500, $600, $1,000. Look, bro.
Oh, I got it right here.
Yo, Blasi, you want to hear something crazy? When I went to Hawaii, I wore your El this Chapo one. Shirt, right?
Yeah.
Someone DM'd me saying, will you sell that to me? I was like, no. And he's like, please. He's like, the cheapest one I could find is $500.
If you could find.
Hey, they be going up.
If you could find one of these vintage Detroit jackets with this type of wash, this color. In like mint condition.
I'm trying to meet you,
nigga.
No. That is actually mint.
No,
that
this looks is very literally nice. Mint condition.
Bro. That bitch is crispy. But very listen,
this is what I'm saying. He sold it to me for $100 and something, nigga. There's niggas that are probably charging $1,000.
But off the shelf at Carhartt store,
you're not gonna find this. So this is
it comes. The wear is part of the
wear
product.
Is a part of the look. It's God not damn, coming. Like,
yeah. That's crazy.
It's gonna come brand new and like they don't even make the colors like this anymore.
Let me ask you guys because I'm not that tapped in. But how long has Carhartt had this crazy like hype or resale value?
I mean, just like any other trend, there's people who are early adapters. Maybe 10 years ago, I was on Carhartt, but I think it really really started hitting maybe like a year. Or two, like when COVID hit,
that's what I assumed.
Rebrand just came up.
It was like a new thing because I was like, people have been wearing Carhartt forever.
No, but look,
like,
okay, look, but this, like, so from my point of view, I think you were completely right. The last 2 years is where the resale just went like stupid on it because I think it was just a spike in people like looking for vintage shit.
Yeah, like when you made those Hello vests, that was right before.
Come on,
you put me onto those. On I was that. Like, what?
Look, because like. We were making these like zip up jackets that just said like hello and like collegiate font across it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to do the cheap fucking
Alibaba one. Yeah, no. You wanted some Carhartt.
The cheap Dickies jackets are hella thin.
I love me an Eisenhower jacket. No, that's the respect fact. On Dickies.
No. But like this is just such better quality. Like first of all,
do you guys think Aspie's was like one of the people who like printed on
early
Carhartt?
Adapters?
Early adapters.
Fuck no. But
I think I'll give them that.
Never, but his shit is fire as fuck.
I think so.
I don't think so.
Because around the same time I saw, I think Aspizza has something to do with the Carhartt hype.
Listen, someone's going to say early adapters, he wasn't on it in the 90s, but like.
I'll give you that.
Bro was in on it on 2018, 2019, the same time you were, where it would have been like. Because I didn't know about Carhartt. I didn't grow up with that shit.
No,
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But that's because we're from the West Coast and we don't need heavy duty jackets.
We don't know
like
Detroit
that.
That's
jackets.
True. That's kind of true.
Saying. So yeah. Like,
unless you're like a construction worker, maybe.
And like, I barely knew about North Face like that. Like, I didn't know what North. Like,
I didn't know about Stone Island until a couple months ago.
I didn't know. Well, like, but like when you say that, it's like it's coming from you. Like,
but you've known about Stone Island for a long time.
Probably to like 2015 or something.
Wow, yeah, I think 2015-ish, you know?
But I've never heard you guys talk about it or wear it.
I mean, I'd be in Stone Island. I used to be
We bullied him out of some shorts.
Like a year ago when I said I found out about
Stone Island is the ultimate airport drip. Swear to God. Most comfiest sweats, you feel me?
Wait, can we talk about what happened yesterday?
Throw them away.
What happened yesterday?
You were hosting a soccer tournament.
Yes. Shout out to all the fucking supporters out there, man, showing love. I had to be on my P's and Q's. I understood there's trolls in the fucking
Wait,
space.
Put the mic closer to your face because you're not wearing your headphones.
They're trying to distract me while I was playing, like, Blasey and shit like that. But honestly, it was all love, man. Like, I love meeting y'all. You know,
You're getting heckled as you're playing soccer?
Yes.
How many people were there?
A good, like, 100, 200 people.
Damn. Bro, I feel...
It was 20 teams that registered.
I have to give Blasi an apology and say I'm sorry and you were right. That's because Blasi told me in the last episode, he was like, you know, you should come or whatever. I was like, I'm definitely coming. He's like, leave an hour and a half or like an hour before because it takes a long time to get there. And George was saying like, no, no, it takes 20, 30 minutes.
George's not even from LA.
But,
George is literally not even from LA.
From Cicero.
I thought he was. But anyways, I did the T-Rell interview on Harmonious Hour. You guys go check it out if you haven't already. And then I started it early and ended it early specifically so I can go. As soon as I ended the fucking the stream with T-Rell, I checked how long it would take me to get to the soccer tournament. It said an hour and a half, bro. And it was,
nigga,
it was
what time
all,
of the day
was it? It was like 4 p.m. 4:20.
That's prime
and
traffic.
Exactly. It was all red.
But I told this.
And I thought in my head, I was like, bro, like it said on the thing on the website, it said or on the promotional thing, it said starting at 5 p.m. I was gonna leave at 4:20. It was gonna take me an hour and a half. So I was like, bro, I'm missing everything. I was like, it's fine. And then I saw a Ryder post on his Instagram that the games didn't start till like 6:30, and yeah. I was like, bro, wow. I could have fucking made it, dude, and I felt so
no,
bad.
No, I mean,
I really wanted to go.
You don't have to like play it off like I'm not playing.
Well, you stir.
It is an all rats moment because that would have been so.
Go, it's cool,
bro. There was so many people there.
Still my
like,
homie.
You know, sent him down the wrong path, though.
No, I told him. I'm
no,
like,
he sent me down
bro,
the right path.
Trust. He's like, well,
who sent you down the wrong path?
George,
myself, and George. No blame to George though. It was myself. Nah. At the end of the
he
day.
He was saying like how long should it take? I'm like, bro, an hour and a half. It should take you a minute. I even offered, like, bro, just come to downtown. I'm going to drive. Just hit me up.
I should have done that.
You know what I'm saying?
What time did
I
you,
wanted all y'all
what
to
time
be
did
there.
You head out?
I headed out like 4. You know what I mean?
Fuck,
and
dude.
But the real traffic, it's not downtown to Southgate. The real traffic's fucking X to downtown.
Yeah,
where
exactly.
You have like so much fucking freeway.
And I was looking when
there's
I saw
so much
the hour
freeway, that's all black.
Exactly. And I was looking, I was like zooming in trying to think like cuz I live in LA and I was thinking like there's some small streets I could take. I was looking at it and no, you have to take those freeways.
If not you would be
even more fucked.
2 hour drive.
Exactly. So I was like, dude, I was like this is going to be an hour and a half drive. I'm going to get there at 6:30 and I didn't realize till later that was actually would have been a good time to get there. But
there's certain places in LA that you're right that you like, there's no avoiding it. You got to sit on that freeway.
But don't you think, like, in L.A., sometimes when you see that you have an hour and a half to 2 hours, sometimes you just tell yourself, no. I'm not going to sit in
bro,
this
are you
hour
joking?
And a half.
Hey,
yeah. All the time.
Hey, but you know what? L.A. gets a bad rap for its traffic. Hell no. I was in Miami. Bro, they got bad traffic there, too. I was
no
in New
way.
York, bad traffic. It's like, bro, San Francisco has it the worst.
No, SF.
I think Atlanta was pretty bad, too.
You know what I'm saying? Why do we... Everyone just love talking shit about L.A. Like, oh, y'all...
Wait, actually,
horrible
no,
traffic.
Bro,
like, man,
no.
Y'all have bad traffic.
No, you're right, dude. I went to SF. Actually,
over this shit, bro. I'm out.
Yo, this was a unique moment, but when I went to SF, it was during their gay pride event. I forgot what it was called.
Oh,
was
that's
like,
why you went, right?
No, that's not why I went, but it was called a gay day or
no,
something like that.
You went to hate.
No, I did not go to hate. I went to go chill and stream. But when I got there, bro, there was like 2 blocks I had to drive. It took me 45 minutes to drive 2 blocks.
Bro.
And I was posting on Instagram. I was like, I can't believe this. Like, there's
one
no escaping it.
One time I was downtown, and I swear to God, it probably took 30 minutes to go a half a mile.
Bro.
Yeah, once you pass Figueroa in downtown, that's definitely a
it's
fucking,
depressed.
A
you wish you
it's so short of a distance, too. You're like under 2 miles
shit,
away.
Gridlocked.
You want to just like ditch your car. You're like, fuck this, dude. Like, I'm just going to...
I see why people
in Ubers, I'd be doing that. If it's just like, I get a little impatient, I might... Because you got to do one ways. You got to do a whole... like
exactly.
The letter
yeah, I might fuck around and hop out the
you know
Uber.
What I'm saying? But the shirt is Menace. And, you know...
Wait, did you finish the drip check?
I was in the middle of it.
I took a piss.
We went to a big Carhartt discussion, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
How West Coast people don't have Detroit jackets.
Are you going to finish?
I mean, one day, shit. And then I got some unreleased, nothing personal jewelry, you know what I'm saying? We got the strawberry bracelet and the we got to figure out a name for this.
Still waiting on mine.
Bro,
where's that, nigga?
Dude, that one's
ain't dropped
so
yet, bro. We got shit ordered.
Fuck all that, bro.
Yeah, you got no samples for the homies.
Dude, that's the TJX6 bracelet right there.
Yeah, no. Should we call it TJX?
I think
the X6 bracelet.
I know you've already had TJX6 and Kashaquan like do promotion for you, but
they modeled for me.
But that one would be the...
Kashaquan, my boy, man. Shout out Kashaquan.
Bro, they got to model that one.
Hey, yo, look, check this out. I just went to a party on Friday. It was a fucking Kicks and I don't know. It was like a Kicks and so it was a birthday party. It was like a birthday party where you had to wear fly kicks or whatever, right?
Oh, okay.
I went there, right? And I had these kicks on, right? And these motherfuckers is hard, whatever. But I wore the I wore your knit sweater.
Oh,
everybody was on your knit sweater, bro.
Never.
Everybody.
Never.
Never. They didn't even say shit about my. It was like, nigga, fuck your kicks, nigga. That sweater is hard.
People love that. It should have been a sweater party.
It might as well,
the
bro.
The bank one.
But I only bring that up because I was like, yo, that should have go good with that knit.
Well,
knit.
It was inspired by that.
Yeah, hell
you
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like they just remind me of all the apps. You feel me? So I just wanted to put it on a bracelet. This is gonna drop. You know what I'm saying? In the foreseeable future, but it's out there. I'm thinking I might just post it next week, just so it's like.
Yeah, you're kind of stamping it already.
Yo, yeah, I don't really be tripping when people like. Fucking drop shit before I do because it's like, man, I got fucking screenshots, you know what I'm saying? I'll record my screen
and people know what the OG creator is. Yo, what do you think? Because you made that knit sweater which has that similar print on it, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think, or not even do you think, but what, how would you feel if that became like the new Rogue status print? If people looked at it as like, oh, that was cool back in the day or whatever, then
I would be so grateful that's for that.
Really?
That is a staple in history.
That's an honor.
You know what I'm saying, bro? That's what we do it for. In 5 years, they're going to be roasting the fuck out of those Perk 30 jerseys and I'll be like, getting on the lap.
Like, yo, like y'all niggas are corny as fuck. Like, y'all wearing drugs.
Like just how we had Narcotic on Lil Nar, you know, a few months back. It's like, you know, regardless whether how people are going to see those pants in the future, he's forever goated and cemented in history because he was part of the conversation.
And he probably got so rich off those pants alone.
He needs to drop a mixtape called Rich Off Pants.
Whoa. Rich Off Pants.
That is a great idea, though. I'm not going to lie.
Damn.
Bro, and the fact that that shit was so carbon copied by
everyone.
Forever 21, Minimal.
I think...
Blasey loves some good Minimal.
Yo, do you guys see that?
Shout out to... Man.
You're a Minimal... maniac.
Those pants are minimal for all we know.
First of all, these is made. First of all, let me get into my drip.
Oh, yes,
check,
don't want to hear that shit, bro. Cut off his mic, Riley.
We got the good West. Yo. We got the West Indies Anniversary Edition Air Forces.
Those are
fire. You know, even though I got, you know, even though I'm the, you know, co-CEO of High Rollers, like, you could catch me in some Air Force. You could catch me in some Air Forces every now and then still. Like, this is the thing. Like, yeah, High Rollers is my brand.
You on your yay shit where it's like, I might wear some Forces.
I'm just like, I'm
Ye don't wear Forces. What am I saying?
I'm just saying, like, you're not only, like, if I'm Ye, you're not only gonna see me in
Yeezy Gap. You can see me in Balenciaga.
Yeah, like, you're not only gonna see me in Yeezy Gap. Like, you might see me in this.
You might never see him in Balenciaga again, to be honest.
No, I mean, he fucked with Balenciaga.
They dropped
his ass.
They
don't fuck with him.
No, no. Well, he made it very clear on that Lex Frieger. Am I saying that right? That,
like, Friedman.
The dude in the suit. You know what I'm saying?
No, I fuck with that guy. He's Russian.
The weird Russian stiff guy.
Weird Russian. No. Normal Russian, articulate man, intelligent man who can bring up a good conversation.
I agree. But this guy, he told Kanye,
the
like,
Russian
yo,
brotherhood
how do you feel about Demna dropping? He was like, man, me and Demna talked before and after. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
he's exposing the cap.
I mean, but, like, everyone, it's like, we think them as wrestlers, bro. It's like, you know, Demna's still tapping in. It's just, like, the powers that be, you know what I'm saying? They're stopping it.
Look, that's
so they,
like,
gotta, like, they gotta operate from, you know, off camera.
Look, that's like if Yuri said some, like, fucking anti-Ukraine shit or something, I don't know.
I'm waiting for the anti-Semitism Yuri chapter.
No,
what the hell?
I'm saying, like, if Yuri said some crazy, like Russian power, like fuck the ops type shit. Like, and he got canceled. Maybe I might pick up his FaceTime call still off camera.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucked
up. But you
up.
Can't condone
but if
it
I told
on
you,
camera.
But if I'm I asked you to come on one of your streams, you'd be like, nah, fam.
I might have to take a step back publicly.
That's crazy. You could say whatever you want about whoever you want. You're invited on Harmonious Hour anytime, dude.
You sure? Anything?
Definitely, bro.
Wait, hey, the you know what I'm saying? The episodes say otherwise.
Whoa.
Why is there no house phone Harmonious Hour?
No, not a Harmonious Hour, but I did the interview.
Dude, that's
a
new shit, I just saw it the other day.
It's I haven't done a Harmonious Hour. That's
we haven't done it yet. Because I specifically said that when I started Harmonious Hour, I was trying to, like, it's a meme. Exactly. It's a meme, though, because, like, you know, everyone has their own platform here. I know Jumper, basically. And, like, when everyone starts their own platform, it's like, everyone just starts collabing with one another,
literally.
Right? And I wanted to like break that boundary, and with Harmonious Hour, I wanted to be like, dude, I'm gonna spread my wings here and try to connect with people I've never talked to before.
I feel like everyone who's part of the No Jumper
and shout out to everyone
universe is given like their first 10 episodes. Like, come on, fucking Flocko.
But also, I have
what you finna say.
Come here.
I don't love you, bro, because you calling me out saying I have a waist snatcher or some shit like that, bro.
Wait, come here.
Nah,
come here.
You fat as fuck.
Whoa. Okay, wait. Wait, whose thighs are thicker, Blasier or Flocko?
Wait. Flocko swears that Blasier is wearing a what?
What do you call it?
Come here. Wait, here, you want to take my seat, Flocko?
Yeah, I
You didn't have to take a seat.
Listen. So Blasi got this, like,
we need to bring the other fresh Ezzo cut, by the way.
Yo,
man, listen, bro. He got me right, man. Shout out to my nigga Ezzo, man.
Which you said is the best barber.
No, listen. So, like, Blasi, like, got on this, like, shapewear, right? So, pretty much, like, what?
I don't, bro. They got me fucked up. It is not wrong to wear a fucking...
Bro, that's like a wife beater shapewear, bro. We know what that is, my nigga.
Wait. If it was hella tight... Sit down. If it was hella tight on him, then maybe it would be shapewear.
No. Wait.
Earlier, he had it tucked in.
Yeah.
I used the restroom. I'll tuck it in again.
Hell nah, because he knew what's up. Feel me? Listen.
I'll tuck it in again. I did not have that shit tied up.
Wait, no, listen. As a nigga who, like, usually wears an undershirt, if I'm not just wearing a t-shirt, I respect the fuck out of the
I'm not raw dogging no tees, bro. Look at you.
And it's not even a tee. It's a jersey. Yeah. You're a weird-ass nigga if you're raw dogging the soccer jersey.
No, I'm not
here. Unless you're on the field, you should not be raw dogging the jersey.
But, though, he wore a shapewear, tucked it in, tied it up.
They're not tied nothing.
Tie that bitch up, right? Hot as love handles.
No.
That's crazy, bro. Okay. Like,
you can't.
At some point,
I know you're not talking. Let you tell it, motherfucker.
But, like, at some point, though, bro, like, you have to admit you're fat and just keep it pushing.
No. Fuck
you. You have never admitted that ever.
You're fat.
I'm only calling you out
because the first thing, you know, it was all butterflies and flowers when I walked in. Hey, Blasi.
Like,
hey,
nice to see you, bro.
Hi. You know what I'm saying? Flago's like, Blasi, you getting fat, my boy. You got to chill. You got to keep the calories.
Right, bro. Listen,
I'm about to keep you accountable right now. Are you wearing socks?
No.
Yeah, I do not want to hear. But,
wait. Untie one of those shoes right now, please.
No. But
wait. You don't. You really don't have socks on.
No. Yeah, bro. What is wrong with you? Yes. So
I.
No. Look.
What's wrong with no socks and shoes?
So I walk out the crib. No, I walk out the crib with my brown flip flops. Right. Now
so when, you can't even tell her flip flops are like the same color as your skin.
Yeah. Right. But. I think it's like wearing it in the office is unprofessional now. So when I...
It's unprofessional because you make everybody uncomfortable by showing your feet.
Yeah, right? But...
Wear some socks. That's part of the dress code here.
But though, I wear the sock. Well, no. So like, I just throw the shit on and walk inside here. And then once I'm leaving back out, I take off.
So if it was up to you, there'd be no socks and no undershirts.
If it was up to me, like, fat niggas wouldn't wear, like, shapewear, then...
Bro, this is not then shapewear.
Then lie about being fat. Then
I'm not lying about anything, man. And I'm proud about losing 35 pounds since March.
Flago, bro, you got the love handles, the fucking, like, the gut poking out. Boy, like, you wear big-ass clothes.
I got money gut.
Wait, no.
This is really
the crazy thing, though. I'm just like, Flacco.
What's up?
If you feel like this about the homie, like, what do you, like, look in the mirror when you look at yourself?
Again... I'm probably just as big as Blasi, right?
But it's hitting you different, though.
No. This motherfucker's bigger than me, for sure. Right? Or am I tripping? I want to pull out a scale.
He got you fucked up, bro.
No.
He got at least like a good 40 pounds.
Yeah. Nah,
but it's all in your thighs in lower half.
Exactly, I'm tied up, though, too.
Not like, bro.
I'm willing to admit it.
Bro, two of your legs is one of his.
Ezzo could fit in one of your like your legs for sure.
One of your legs.
I've always just lived by the mere fucking principles of like, even if I'm doing bad, I can't see my homie start off good and start doing what I'm doing, right? So again, if I'm fat as fuck, which again, I'm not fat as
you
fuck.
You met me at my biggest.
Like, what size are those pants?
2XL.
You need at least a 3X.
I'm a large.
Your thighs have no room to breathe.
I'm a large in the sweats.
I'm just thick, right?
I got on large pants right now.
No. You know what? You gotta put this shirt on.
I'm just shaped awkwardly.
No, hell no. Let's, bro, like.
Bruh. Hey, yo. Olin says get him some big socks, as fuck. Man. He protested
bro,
socks.
What are you talking about?
Flacco, take one of your shoes off, please.
Hell nah.
I will give you some socks. I got socks in my bag.
Bro, listen.
Brand new socks.
No, listen. No, bro.
Let me get you right.
I'll wear this for like interviews.
I don't got socks. I'm sorry.
I thought I had socks.
Yo, man, no.
Phil got some socks for him, man. Phil, where the socks at, man?
Nigga, I did a whole shopping episode where I gave him a makeover and I got you socks.
Yeah, for sure.
Of course.
You only wore those socks that one time.
That bitch is gone, bro.
You fucking shipped them to your girl in Zimbabwe.
Nah.
She was walking around barefoot, so you had to get her some fucking new socks.
Nah, bro. Nah, listen, like, it's definitely somewhere. But yo, listen, though. Yo, house phone. I'm happy to hear, right?
Yes, sir.
Blasi told me today that the show name is not changing. You feel me? And like, he is gonna, like, back off the pedal and stop being fucking stalling. You feel me? Right?
Stalling.
Dictatorship. You feel me?
I was, bro, what it was fired was people. One or two episodes
bro, be
of
real. No,
uncertainty.
Wait, though. Be real, Blasi, right? Because you came and said, yo, it was a group decision, and everybody looked at you and said, what, nigga? Who? Group who, nigga?
Yeah, and I called out house phone for...
Group who, nigga?
He told me after this, like, they made a decision.
And who's they?
Them.
I don't want to throw anyone under the bus.
You said they. Name them.
It was theys. I'm not academic.
I'm not throwing anyone under the bus.
I'm not naming
names. I'm not Messi.
Theys. Okay, so Blasi.
I'm Ronaldo, not Messi.
But no, listen. Yeah. Just know it wasn't. Put your headphones on so you can control your levels, okay?
Sorry, okay.
No, but look. So this is the thing. At the time, I hadn't been on the show in like three episodes straight or some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Right? So then he basically was just letting me know what was going on, and him... And other people who that will not be named had made the decision that they were going to make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just informing me. He didn't even have to inform me. I would have not known. So I knew, but I knew after the decision was made and they were just informing me. I was not a part of the decision making.
And
for my nigga's show, he got informed afterwards. That's crazy. That's nuts.
And so you really think I had that much power?
Nah.
So
we smoking nothing. Pleasure.
Keep it real, right? It's like
you're a nice guy too, so it's not yet.
I didn't sign up to be like it wasn't on LinkedIn. Like it's not like Adam put it on the fucking story. Like, hey, does anyone want to? You know what I'm saying? Like, I never. He was the one who went on the show. It's you know, I think it's just Blasi's show at this point. You know what I'm saying? I never fucking texted him or whatever.
Speak on that, right? Because one,
I'm not speaking on anything. This is how it starts.
No. One. I kept up, listen, I fucking like almost shed a fucking tear, right, for house phone today, right? Why?
Why,
right?
Shed a tear?
Yeah, because I said, yo, listen, like, I'm proud of my niggas, say, yo, listen, man, I'm done playing it cool, I'm done playing it coy. Nah, fuck that, this my shit. I'm not giving this shit up.
I wasn't trying to fight him for it, like, no, nope, it's mine now, like, what the fuck?
And but I not you, him, though. Like,
the thing is... You know, let's keep it
Adam
real.
Adam tried to give it up, though, yeah.
Yo, I'm here as fifth mic.
I was going to say, Yuri, do you want to come back home since you're a part of the show?
Well, yeah. Okay, and, like, I guess I'll switch with Ezra. Yeah, right?
You know, yo, bro.
Even though I had something to say, but it's all good. Well, I'll talk to him later.
Say it real quick.
It's off topic.
Okay.
Nah, bro, I was probably right, because I'm like, dog, listen, man, like, House Phone had this shit for, like, what? Like 2 years now, right?
So I deboed House Phone shit.
No, not you, right? But like, some people tried to debo it, and House Phone said, nah, fuck that. I'm going to be here. This is my shit. This is my baby. Listen, because I'll be real, bro. As soon as Blasi told me that, like, there were conversations, if I changed the name, I said, nah, bro, they can let my nigga House Phone go out like that, bro.
Wow.
Hell nah, bro. Listen.
So wait, so you think House Phone's the better host?
It's not about being
hosting.
I
like
think
what?
He is. I think he obviously brings the best out of me. To keep
I think
it real
he brings
you.
The best out of everyone. We've talked about this before.
You know what
where
I'm
like,
it's like,
wait, hold
okay,
on.
Can y'all stop dick
no,
riding?
No.
Relax.
No.
Yes,
wait, hold on.
Let you tell that one. Fuck it.
No dick riding, but House Phone. Like, I feel like you people like people like hanging out with you because you like bring a positive energy. You bring you're the light to the party.
But I can also be hella negative too.
You can be, but then also I know what you mean. Like you do have those like
it's polar
negative moments, but also you do bring the best out of people. I really agree with
that.
I feel
like you want to shout out.
I will cry in this bitch.
No, right my now. God. Hey, you were the original co-host for the No Jumper interviews, really. It's like you and Hesh, kind of. Robesman came after, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
It was the first year of No Jumper inception, but I already knew, not an inception, but I already knew who Adam was and was already watching the shit by the time I even got invited on. Yeah.
You were just a dealer at that point.
I think that applies for
I was working at damn PacSun, bro. No, I was definitely serving bitches.
Someone's watching Flocko right now and they're going to be saying this in 4 years. Like, man, I used to just watch, you know, Flocko and now I'm fucking his underling.
Is this like your official 1 year?
Nah, man. I've been here for 6 months.
Six months.
I'm about
to
be here for a year in a couple weeks.
Bro, How has your life changed? I know this isn't.
He's making six figures a year. I know apparently. This
isn't a poetic flower.
Yeah, he's not.
You said me. This. You said I make six figures a year off No Jumper.
Do you?
I never said just like, you know, like I just No Jumper.
Can I see a bank statement?
Yo, relax.
Let me see one right now.
Wait, hold on. What's the most you've splurged on yourself since your success recently?
He doesn't really splurge on himself, so he has a situation.
No, we don't know. He might have like some $3,000 Bose speakers at home. They listen to Drake too. You know, we don't know this. What's your biggest splurge on yourself? Like, just because you want to, you have the money to spend on something
splurge
you like.
On like. Some slightly fucking looser pants and socks.
Some Jenny Craig.
Nah, bro.
Would you get a thigh reduction?
No.
Bro, that's kind of
I've got to run more.
You're good the way you are, Flacco. You don't need a thigh reduction.
This is genetics. This is not like... Because you are a world-class athlete.
Bro, he'll kick the fuck out of you.
I've seen you do some athletic shit.
And he held it down the whole time we were working out.
Put your headphones on.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
I wish I had headphones.
I want you guys to know your levels, you know.
It's functional.
You... And, wait though, and that's why.
Yo, you're loud as fuck right now.
I know.
That's why I told you niggas put your headphones right? on.
Sorry,
all loud.
Am I super loud?
No, you're actually
okay.
Sure.
Okay.
And
with the cookie in the sandwich.
And that's why though this show, and that's why this show cannot have belonged to nobody else but fucking House Phone, right? Bro, who else would have like stopped Black the show and
knows
said
the right things to say?
Come on, bro. Listen,
no,
who
but he did call. He did inaccurately call me. What's up?
No, hey, tell him.
Hey, wait.
What happened?
Okay.
What? No.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm so confused.
Me
right
too.
No, right? Okay, look. So when I came today, I pressed Blazzy.
Okay, cool.
So,
right?
No. What'd you press me on?
You right? pressed Blazzy?
Nah, bro. What? But listen, man. I said, yo, nigga. That's my nigga House Phone show.
Bitch ass nigga.
What's it going to be?
That is not what happened.
Whoa. What's it going to be?
I got goons out here, Blazzy.
And he told me not, bro, listen up, man. It wasn't my decision, bro. House Phone is back now, bro. You feel me? I said, I bet. House Phone is back, bro.
That
you feel
is not
me?
What happened.
It better not be no other discussions about my nigga's show getting taken away.
Adam told me someone got slapped today. Is that what happened?
Today?
Oh,
no,
man.
I'm kidding. I'm fucking right.
Like,
I'm fucking
oh, man.
I'm federal. Like, Gary, I don't think you were supposed
federal.
To say that.
Wait, yeah. You just said you pressed someone.
That's yeah, way different.
Allegedly.
That's way different.
Mm-hmm.
That's way different yeah, than way slapping different. Someone? Okay, I'm fucking joking. Around.
No,
no
the
one
conversation
was, today.
Was more like, hey, big bro, Blazzy, by the
yo,
way.
Biggest
looking,
bro. Biggest bro.
Biggest bro.
Oh, yeah, biggest bro.
Yo, biggest bro, Blazzy.
Biggest bro.
Hey, bro. Hey, listen up, man. Fuck with you.
hey.
Yeah, you know House Phone, he's a bitch, right? Like,
whoa.
Hey, listen, the first two people to come to the live show tomorrow and say biggest bro to me when we flick up, I'm going to have a
free
shirt.
High rollers?
No, a shirt or okay. A hoodie of unreleased high rollers.
Hey, I'm giving away the shirts first, tomorrow too.
The first two people that say big, that call me biggest bro.
Okay.
That's the funniest joke you made like ever.
I agree. Wait, actually.
It came out smooth as fuck too when you were saying it earlier. You're like, oh yeah, so I opened up the message and it's like, what's up, biggest bro?
Is that what your fucking glasses stand for, those B's?
I as soon as you said biggest bro, that's what I thought,
honestly,
bro.
That's hard.
BB.
No, wear those with bro. You're biggest bro.
Yeah, for real.
Honestly,
you are
like
biggest bro of the group.
That's like a pendant.
Yeah, I am biggest.
You
bro
are.
Of the group. Just because I'm older than
actually,
all
of the whole warehouse for, as it comes to No Jumper.
Nah, a biggest bro chain would be crazy.
You and Phil.
The fact that I'm the only one with a No Jumper.
Wait, dude, actually, only you.
I deserve a No
only
jumper
you and Phil are the biggest bros.
Yeah, no, I feel
Adam,
no,
you and Phil.
Phil is the real biggest bro because Phil was for sure.
Oh,
actually,
my God. Phil needs those glasses. You can't even wear those anymore.
Phil deserves a chain, too.
Wait, actually, I have to say this to Flacco because I haven't said this to you. I've said this on my stream, but I haven't said this to you in person or especially on air in person.
Yeah, okay.
But I appreciate you getting my back on new N-word allegations.
Oh,
you said you were like, Yuri's my friend. He's like, you said, I've talked to him many times. I can't see Yuri saying that.
Yeah, of course.
And that is the absolute truth, and I appreciate you for getting my back. Because, many people were saying, no, Yuri said that. Yuri did this.
It was just funny to like poke fun at you about. Like, we knew you didn't say it.
No, but I appreciate you doing that. Because we had not even talked, like, really,
but
in like a month or two, and you just did that.
After the third one, is it kind of past the coincidence?
No,
are you just saying words a little too fast for your own good?
No, this is a common thing on my streams where I talk very quickly. You guys, you
so
know,
what did you... What was it like that fucking bird?
I said that thing's fucked up right there, or that thing's fucked up. And I said that thing.
Say it fast.
I don't want to repeat it and get thrown into another controversy.
Like,
I know exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Set you up, bro.
Clear yourself.
Dude, it's like, that's not a part of my vocabulary. And I appreciate Flacco. Totally, yeah. I appreciate Flacco for getting my back.
Never acted like that off camera.
And that was out of nowhere. It's like I said, Flacco and we at this point, we rarely run into each other. Because
I'm barely here. Yeah. I haven't seen Flacco in so
let
long.
You tell it. Bro, as soon as I saw him, I'm always here. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro.
No,
and what the I'm gonna call you out. Oh. You know what you said? You're like, yo, Blasi, when House Phone, you know, when he said he wasn't gonna be on the show, I was a little upset you didn't hit me up. Ooh. Did you or did you not?
Whoa.
I will be real, cut the first.
Yeah, I'm the bad.
That's crazy.
How the tables have turned.
That is crazy. Wait,
honestly, it would have been hard to have him here and just do the drip check weekly.
Yeah, I don't know if you were ready for that
vlog. Speak on it though. Because I was understanding was, yo, Hospital was taking like one or two episodes off, you feel me? Need you know, a guest to fill in. When the first time happened, I was the first one that he called and asked me to come. Right?
Really?
So, yeah. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know that.
After you made the decision.
I remember that time, like, it was
he
me,
made the decision
T-Rell,
for himself.
Me, T-Rell, you. You remember, like, T-Rell, like, was there for, like, the first 15 minutes and then... And then like, I came out the...
Oh, you're talking like in September, something like that.
Wait, wait, this was a phone call? Did Blasi call saying like, yo, I got a new show called Let You Tell It.
No. We're talking old studio.
Yeah.
Old studio, just one of the days he wasn't here. You
know what I'm saying? Okay.
And he called me and said, yo,
the
listen.
The day he was on the show.
I remember this day.
Right. And he told me, yo, I couldn't even think about anybody else to ask. Like, you are the perfect dynamic right now for us come through.
I agree.
And
but you like no offense, but
because
this is the drip show though.
That's what I'm saying.
But Flacco's a good conversationalist.
He has a contrast.
But we already have somebody who is not the drippiest, but is
smart,
very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And is good on camera. Is a good talker.
Yes.
He doesn't even really care about
it. I was definitely
gonna
turn it down though. But like
you
I
would
just
have
wanted
to give him a makeover every week.
Yeah. You feel me?
You gave him a makeover?
One time, and you see, it went.
It literally faded away.
Where's that? Where's that whole drip that House One gave you?
Bro. I mean, he wasn't gonna be able to wear that every day.
Yeah, come on now.
Right. Listen.
Yeah.
I think we should do it again on a budget.
Yeah,
we kind of spent a little check that day.
Thrift store.
Look.
No. You know what we're gonna do? We need someone like the coldest designer watching this shit right now.
Okay.
Make my boy a 5X. Fucking jumpsuit that's hella cold and velour maybe.
Wait, actually, dude, some dude who's I forgot what celebrities he styled, but he's like a stylist and he styled like hella very popular celebrities. He DM'd me and he's like, "Yo, Yuri, I noticed that on Disconnected they'd be roasting you for your fits, all this stuff." He's like, "I got you, fam. Let me be your stylist." And I replied to him saying, "I looked at your Instagram, bro, and I don't think I can afford you, bro. I was like, it looks like you're styling like Post Malone and shit. Like, I don't think I could do that."
Wait,
but what if
were you dick riding or was he actually?
No. If you go to his Instagram, it's like very big celebrities and shit that he's like taking pictures with. Like, I'm styling
but
this
obviously
guy.
Obviously, he's fucking with you if he's like.
That's
you know?
True. But I was gonna say I should reply to him and say like, "Yo, Flacco, my six figure man over here, he can drop a bag on a style."
I know them harmonious checks.
Yo,
you confirm the six figures.
I was told, right? Wait.
Oh, we got a millionaire at the fucking table.
Let you tell it.
We got rich man.
Wait, again, I was told we shouldn't speak about salaries on air no more. But I'm sure.
Wow.
But I'm sure everybody here, collectively, y'all probably all make six figure plus, like from y'all different ventures.
Hey, listen.
You know?
I don't know about all that, but
I'm not in that financial bracket.
I don't know about that, but I will say this. If y'all want to help me sell out this next High Rollers drop, which will be dropping in about 2 weeks, man, we got one pair of shoes, maybe six items. Blasi designed a lot of it.
Oh, shit.
I want to leak it, but maybe not.
I really just like that trucker shirt, guys. That's probably one of my favorite shirts.
Should I link it real quick?
I saw it already. It was fire.
How do I order the shoes?
Can you grab the gray hoodie?
They're
going to
fall out the back of the truck.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Before a drop? You can't
Dave
say
already.
That.
Gray hoodie is thick as fuck.
Anyway. Honestly, and I regret giving those back of the truck jokes that gave the House Phone a while back because now they hit me with that
hoodie.
In the fucking
I've seen multiple back of the truck jokes being
you
sent
go.
Your
Can
way.
Can I order the shoes, though? Can I order one, like, tonight?
No.
Damn, bro.
That's how it's
going to be a hoodie.
Well, I was going to ask you, should we do a hoodie or T-shirt?
Okay.
So look, we got the
it's already
live review.
No, it's both. Here, hold it.
Hold
real
on,
quick.
The weed. Hold on.
Oh, that's hard.
Okay, look. So look, I'm very much Harley Davidson vintage. Show the people, not you. Look at it.
Flip the hood over so we can read
you throw
it.
The T-shirt too. It's also gray, same color gray.
This shit's hard. I fuck with it.
Who designed this? This is crazy.
Blasi designed it. So look.
Off Xanax and Percocet.
Let me explain.
Okay, go ahead.
Fuck. So, I love a good vintage tee. Clearly, I'm wearing like an actual fucking
some South Target Park. Vintage.
Oh, nigga, this is like an actual South Park merch from like the 90s.
Target vintage.
Shit.
Target
vintage. Anyway, y'all niggas are bums. Anyway, like I wanted to flip a fucking Harley Davidson, like you know, like Route 66. Open road, desert vibe type shit. That was like the references that I brought to this nigga.
Wow.
I think I pulled up with the reference.
You didn't pull up with shit.
I swear.
No. Whoa. No. He pulled up with his laptop and designed it.
I came with the idea and you had something that you already had did.
Oh, don't tell T-Rell that.
No. He has something that he already did.
Wow.
Wait, no. Can y'all listen? Yeah. He has
That's crazy.
I can tell you what it was, too. It was an NWO wrestling shirt and it had the truck on it. So when I told him the idea, he was like, yo, I got something we could flip. So it was only one part of the graphic that you already
had. A shirt which I designed already previously. So it already came with the graphic.
Look, no, you didn't have the whole graphic. You had just a truck here by itself. You had some wrestlers up here, and the truck said NWO on it.
How you dissing NWO? I'm not official project.
Wait, dissing. So this is 10% Blasi, 90% House Phone.
And he's trying to just claim the whole thing. Wow. Bro. I think it's just crazy.
T-Rail. So
that's crazy, so bro.
No. The graphic was made before I met you.
No, it wasn't. It was just the truck. You're a coward.
With wrestlers.
Conspiracy.
Listen, no. But listen. No. But I will say, that no,
I'm never doing a graphic.
That's what
you haven't paid me $1 for anything yet.
I was about.
Why you paying him $1?
Because he gets paid on the back end. When
no
we,
one ever
when
pays
we,
me.
Wow,
I haven't paid Blasi either. To be honest,
you didn't pay Yuri, bitch. Fuck.
Yes,
you.
He did, but I haven't
finally,
paid.
Finally, after like a year, later,
I haven't paid Blasi a dime for anything
at
he's done
table
for me.
Of a motherfuckers who've never paid me for shit,
bro. You know you're right, Blasi. But every time I ask you to pay, every time I say let me pay you, you say don't worry about it, fam. Your family, all this shit. So what's going on here?
And he owes you money.
We break bread on the back end every time. Don't.
I'm about to break your neck.
Okay.
You want to talk about something that pisses me off?
Can I finish? Listen. So this is a flip of like obviously an old Harley Davidson like you know type vibe.
Don't disrespect my graphic.
What do you? I said the vibe. I didn't say that you stole this from Harley Davidson. That was literally the vibe that I was going for.
Insecurity.
What's up with this fucking guy? Yeah, like
your T-Rock guy got the capacity insecure
just
right
said
now.
Earlier, like he just said earlier, oh yeah, people getting mad. That's the quickest way to show.
Woo! You don't fuck with my graphics.
You said that earlier.
Bro, that's one thing about me.
I'm telling you that we made a fire graphic, and you yelling at me about some old other shit.
That's crazy.
You got a different narrative.
I'm saying that the graphic is fire. I'm just telling him how
so
he
So what
came
I'm
up
getting for this is Blasi is profiting off your imagination.
No.
Me and he owes you money too. That's nuts.
Fuck
like
no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He paid me at a perfect time.
After a year.
I was
Everyone
trying to
owes
say,
you money, man.
Oh, I was trying God. To say when me and Blasi get together, we make cool shit.
Absolutely.
The best shit that I make is with him, I feel like. Because we have a good chemistry.
Same.
He wasn't letting me get to that point.
Yeah.
I was just telling him like where I had the idea from. You didn't come up with this idea all the way by yourself.
I have to.
He was trying to steal credit from you instantly.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And we got the trucker's prayer on the back.
That part is fire.
And who brought that part?
You.
Okay, Blasi, come on, man. Come on, man.
Wait,
Blasi,
that's 50%.
Bro.
That's a whole back of the shirt.
Come on, man. Come on,
that's
Blasi.
Not 50%.
Blasi.
That's 50%. The come whole on, back
man.
Of the shirt.
Wow, come on, Blasi.
And yeah, so 50-50, bitch. That makes 100.
Exactly.
Yes. Half and half.
You
my
said
plan.
You said 1090 at first.
It was only 1090, Jake, in the beginning.
No, bruh.
Bro.
I don't want to. This is sloppy. This is by BOD Podcasting.
BOD?
That is great
podcasting. Let's not show her ads.
BOD Podcasting. No, okay.
But no.
Does it look better on a t-shirt or a hoodie?
Look, hey.
Hoodie.
Crazy.
Hey.
I could do both.
Boy.
Right? Hey, all right. Relax, bro.
Wow. Boy.
Check it out.
All right, really, we could really squabble up.
Boy, bye.
Don't call me boy, bro.
I'm on my Kanye shit.
Whoa. Fuck all that, nigga. You're tripping.
He's
bro.
Biggest look, bro.
Don't make me almighty you in this bitch. Hold on.
Whoa. Hey, don't do biggest
back.
Bro
no,
like that,
check
Blasi.
It out, look.
He's trying to repo.
Can I
the
break
graphic.
Down this graphic?
Apparently, look, you made is, the whole thing, so this, go ahead.
Look, you want to see House One's contribution, guys? This sign and this eagle. The cloud.
Is that
this guy? And yeah. The floor, all that shit.
I'm
was
surprised
already,
there's no the skyline floor. In the background.
There's. Oh. Oh, now man. You're trying to make me cry.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Bro, you...
I love a good skyline. That's a joke.
Yeah, Blasi... Listen, it's not a Blasi graphic.
Unless there's some
no
weak-ass clouds
no,
in the back.
If there's no bling text and no skyline.
Wait, I have
Blasi
to say this, though. Blasi
bro,
has...
This shit is the hardest shit ever, bro.
Blasi has made me maybe $1,000 to $1,500 plus and has asked nothing in return.
But doesn't it look like
that's an crazy? You just flexed that. You owe me $1,500.
Oh, that's all I've made profit. And it's already spent on rent and shit.
Wait, hold up though. He owed you $1,500 for a year?
No. I just said he made me $1,000 to $1,500.
And what he owed you for a year?
I don't know. Whatever the disconnected profits were.
Only got one.
But also, I have to keep it real with Blasi, where he didn't just send me, like, he didn't just tell me, hey, I'm paying you for the shirts. He sent me screenshots of conversations of, like, why I'm getting paid the amount and, you know, for what reasons. And I was like, that's very transparent. Yeah, you know
he's good at Photoshop, right?
Typed up a bad sob story. We got to pay Erie, guys.
It was very ultimately transparent. Now I appreciated him for it.
I'm a transparent person.
Nah, I'm not going to lie. Be real though, Yuri. Like, how hard was it to come here every day and look him in the eyes and knowing he owes you some money?
I feel like bro,
I'll be squabbling.
No, Flaco, every day I come in here and I sit at this chair, I feel like I owe them money.
You owe me money, motherfucker. Yes. What? Your first stream, you came into my office all crazy. Blasi, we could do 60-40 split. You got about $10. Where the fuck's my $4 at?
You canceled the contract because you said I was too toxic to work with.
Wow.
Come on, Blasi.
The real truth is coming.
There was a nothing personal logo behind your fucking face, bro.
Yo, I'm back for this conversation.
No.
You are very toxic.
You owe me $4. You owe me whatever $4?
You canceled the contract.
We did the first stream.
You're complaining about $4?
No.
Hey.
You see how Blasi like tries to take off the conversation from him owing you money for one year, 12
Wait,
months?
I have to be honest. Blasi?
And he's a multimillionaire, too.
Blasi
shorted you out of $500. That's crazy.
No, wait. Blasi, through coming on my streams, doing fucking squats and for donations and all stuff, he's made me a lot of, donation money and all that stuff. Like, I owe Blasi a lot here.
Hold up,
and also
son.
He designed for me for free.
Yeah.
We're gonna make shot glasses soon, hopefully, whenever you're free. Wait, not for free. I feel like I need to pay
smoke
you.
Me out.
Hold up, though.
No, you see, Blasi's very giving. It's like, dude, there's people DMing me, asking me, like, yo, can you link me with Blasi? I will pay you X amount. And I'm just like, bro, DM him. Like, I don't
know. Wait. You know what I just thought about?
And I won't do that. I don't fuck with like strangers.
You know what you should do? Mm-hmm. You should make a fleshlight that's an orange.
Double crazy.
Have you seen the Popeyes fleshlight?
What?
Why would you ask House on that?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Y'all niggas are tripping.
It's going to be hard to protect your boy.
Wow.
I'm telling you, bro.
I'm only bringing... You can ask Riley to defend me here because the other day I was flicking through Instagram and I see this random like video and it's a fleshlight that looks like a bucket of chicken, but it's a fleshlight at the top. And I showed it to Riley and she's like, well, what is this? This is weird. And that's the only reason I'm bringing it up.
So you decided to say this because me and Flacco are on the show.
No, oh my God. Okay, that's
they'll be
crazy.
Like, yeah, man, I've seen that shit.
Why
that's
were you banned
amazing.
Off Twitter again?
I'm back on Twitter. Follow me at HousePhoneDND.
Hey, back
go
on
follow
Fig.
Me. Back on Twitter.
Hey, we're going to be on Back on Fig tomorrow.
Who? Like,
all of us.
What do you mean?
Oh, literally, we're back on Fig.
We will be.
You're funny as fuck.
Oh.
Like, after party on Fig?
No, the event. The
after venue. Party on Fig is wild, bro. Yeah.
You ain't trying to do that?
Yo, hey.
Come on.
Is your girl coming?
No.
Whoa.
No.
Why?
No. You didn't fly her out for the only...
she doesn't exist.
Yeah.
For a live show that I did... I found out that I would have... Dad, I would be at the live show 2 days ago.
Same.
So you work here.
You thought this whole time you weren't going to be invited to the live show?
I saw him on stream saying, I'm not going to the live show and be live at home.
No.
Blah, blah.
Hell no.
I saw you say that.
Nah, listen, what I said was like...
You're such a drama queen.
No.
Yeah, you're a little crybaby. I'm not going.
You said you would not be at the live show.
Are you scared to go or is that why?
No. So pretty much like my whole thing was like, you know, like what would I be doing there, right? For me, so...
Nigga, what? Come out. Like what we're doing right now?
Yeah.
On the stage.
Come on stage, hit us with some so's and ands and
yes, right. Right. So Josh, right, so so Josh pretty much like broke it down for me and now I am going, right? But like to just be backstage for 3 hours.
Josh to like remind you that you were going?
Okay.
Why weren't you gonna go in the beginning?
Sure. Last year, right? Last year, right? Yeah, right.
In LA.
You weren't a part of No Jumper yet.
Well, I was, right, but like I was in North Dakota, right?
He was fresh. Oh.
So you're in North Dakota.
We didn't know of you yet, though.
Yes, right. But like, you was actually there for 3 hours, It came off for like 10 minutes, right?
I was 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to roast
and
the homie,
to me,
bro?
It's like, bro, like.
That was crazy. Yo.
No, he's
I'd
speaking
rather
the truth,
be home,
though.
Right? Like, bro, like, but see, you.
Like, wait, Afonso, I have to say, though, my 5 minutes on stage
was
and like.
Epic. Was
and
legendary.
It was, if that was the highlight of my lifetime, bro.
It was
so cool.
It was honestly a highlight of my year as well, bro. Yeah. Just saying, someone saying, Yuri, yeah,
bro.
And then, like,
dude,
and like, where's Yuri at? Yuri, yeah. Come on stage. I just
bro.
See you running like a wrestler, bro. I'm like, damn.
Dude, I swear to God, run? I was like running on stage, like holding back tears. Cause, like, when the fuck do you have that experience of people
that
screaming,
many people.
Yuri? Like, I was just like, dude, it was so.
Did you do the worm that night?
I did. I drank out of a shoe. I drank out of Kiki's shoe. I fucking did
oh
the
my
worm.
God,
it was oh. Kiki.
Oh, man.
The shoe,
Flago, you heard him the first time, bro.
Mike John.
How do a friendship go from that to where it's at now, man?
Why are you so messy, Flago?
This is gone.
This
we've,
is not.
We've
the
gone through the
show.
Beginning and end of
this
like
this
three
ain't,
times.
These
right?
My niggas. I fuck. Come on, man,
this
bro.
Ain't the
bro
shade
how many
room. Times has he talked about?
Okay. Sorry.
This ain't the shade room. Okay.
This the drip room. And you know what? Yeah. Let's get into the sneaker news.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Listen,
brought to us
I
by
gotta
man.
Go.
Oh, yeah,
ahead.
Shout out to Flacco.
I actually want to see your opinion on like two of them. Before
yeah,
you go,
I bet.
Okay,
on, let's get. All right, listen. So,
would you
man,
cop or not? Basically, as
yeah,
a six-figure man.
Okay, look. So we got the Louis Vuitton LV Trainer Snow Boots out now via Louis Vuitton website for $1,900. Flacco, would you wear these?
Basically, $2,000. Don't.
Yeah,
with tax and
tax.
See it.
Yeah,
tax warranty.
Yeah,
$2,000.
But what is a trainer like? Basically, like a
it's
sports
a,
shoe.
It's a sports shoe, but it's a boot. It says,
"Oh, snow boot."
Yeah.
Remember when Lil Pump?
Shout
and
out
Lil
to
Peep
Riley behind the motherfucking
facts.
Scenes, holding us down every week. If Yuri was back there, he would be fucking it up.
No,
spelling
come
shit
on.
Wrong.
I was doing shit
shout
for years, and everything was running very smooth. Just as
let,
I
let
just,
ballet tell it.
Oh,
honestly,
my God.
Okay, no, shout out to Riley.
Let's
on the
get
board.
Some Riley W's in the chat.
W Riley, facts.
Okay.
Not only keeping our stream on track, but, you know, every one of my streams, basically.
That's a
too.
Fact.
Okay, yeah, these are not worth no $2,000. That's
they're ooh. Boots, though.
That's a dub, man.
You got to think about it. Like, have you ever seen? I would never wear a boot like
Polo
this.
Assassin boots, though.
Do you think
no? These are actually like snow boots.
Wait, hold on, Houseman. Do you think this is kind of late though? Because remember when Lil Pump, Lil Peep, everyone was wearing these boots like out in public. There's
but
a couple
like,
other
these
artists
are Louis
as well.
Vuitton ones though.
No,
they
and,
are
but no,
nuts.
But this is like kind of late. This is like 5-6 years late.
I have the low top version of these.
Yeah, it's the Virgil. It's the Virgil trainer like that he did, that they designed.
Oh, okay.
But it's a boot version of it, and honestly, I would never wear this unless I was actually. Snowing somewhere,
mm-hmm.
Like fucking.
Nah,
Blasi's wearing these next
I think,
week.
I think you could be opiumed up. You feel me?
But I'm not.
You could pull a good opium flip in this.
I could, but like
you'd be on your vamp life.
I'm like I'd rather like internally live the vamp life than try to have like
just,
my exterior.
You're just vamp life adjacent or
like
associated.
Look. Like I'm vamp life in the inside, but I don't want to dress like I'm not like. 6'4" and like skinny.
But also, mm-hmm. Let's be fair.
Neither
am I. I feel like if we hit you up to say like, "Yo, let's go snowboarding for a disconnected vlog," you would pull up in those.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like, I'm not gonna wear like fucking Rick Owens skinny jeans
with a cardigan.
And, like, yeah, like Rick Owens skinny jeans with like my nipples pierced and a mesh shirt.
Oh my god.
And some fucking Louis Vuitton like snow boots.
That's not too far from what like Flacco got on right now.
How?
It you got some tight ass pants.
You got shapewear. Tight. You got shapewear leggings on.
You got yeah.
You got
talking
Lula.
About
you got Lulu. You got Lulu.
Yo,
this nigga got on Lululemon sweat.
He squats 700 pounds plus. Give my man some respect
hey,
here.
Man,
no,
on.
Nigga, you
man.
Got on fat. You got on Fabletics sweats.
You got
yo.
Check
I'm about
bitches
to
with the security guard, bro.
I just copped some like mad Fabletics like, mad shorts and shit
from Fabletics.
Yeah, mad joint.
Fabletics.
Yeah,
that's a real
bro.
Thing.
Yeah.
You thought I just made that
yo,
up.
I thought
a,
you just made it
yo,
up.
Yo, bro, it's a fucking like scam too, right? Cause like I subscribe for like $40 a month just to be able to buy shit.
Bro, you're getting bags over here.
Yeah.
Man.
$40 a month 40. Is nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got too much money, bro.
Nah,
okay,
bro,
listen, I've been waiting on this
don't
shoe.
You love talking
hey,
shit
hey,
to
hey,
the
hey,
shoe?
Hey, let's move along to the next shoe, man. I've been waiting
sorry.
For this shoe all year long.
Whoa.
Or whenever,
this
whenever
is,
I saw this.
This
sample.
Is my type of flavor right here.
We got the Concepts Nike S. Be Dunk Low Orange Lobsters. They're releasing December 2nd or 3rd. What do you mean, or Mac? We need to know. I need to know what day I need to be on the sneakers app ready to go. $130.
Bro.
Mac, are they releasing the 2nd or the 3rd?
Mac was typing this on the Vegas Strip. He's like second or third.
I don't know.
One of those days,
bro. Like the date is very important. I need to know. Oh, so beautiful. But listen, they're beautiful because it's staying in the tradition of the lobsters. The fact that like Nike SBs have been having a resurgence the last year, maybe year or two, and it's been going back up crazy. And the fact that they bring back a classic and a new colorway that nobody was thinking about. Nobody was like.
But this is the when you think of lobster, you think of orange slash red. The purple thing is like there is a blue lobster and it's very rare.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, are these like?
But there's a purple one and a yellow one too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay, they got the red lobsters, blue lobsters, purple ones, green ones, and yellow ones.
Whoa.
So there's like five or six pairs already.
So now they're finally releasing the actual color of a lobster.
No, the first pair were red. It came in a whole lobster.
This is a live lobster.
No.
Because the lobster becomes
red.
When you cook a lobster, it becomes red.
It's not called orange lobster. It's called red lobster.
Yes, and this is a live lobster is what I'm saying.
This is orange lobster.
Which is a live lobster. They're orange.
They're red, nigga.
No. Are they brown?
Bro, I've been to Red Lobster. They've been alive in the tank, and they were red already.
Whatever.
What
basically,
are talking about?
Christmas is coming up. Households
are crazy.
I would appreciate if you got these.
Y'all can't
Christmas.
Tell me this because I've been to Red Lobster and I've seen the niggas alive climbing on each other, and they were red.
No, before they're alive. I mean, before they're cooked, they're orange.
They were red.
No, they become red.
There's red
why
and orange.
This, why would
dumbass?
This shit be called Red Lobster if the lobsters weren't?
Because
red.
That's what the colors become when they cook. When they become cooked.
But no, Yuri, that's not true, bro.
Bro, they have a tank inside.
If you saw them in the tank, they must have been brown. Vashti says
they were red. Ah!
They threw dead lobsters in that tank, my friend.
They were dead, but I see them climbing on top of each other.
Shut up,
what
bro.
The fuck, Yuri?
Oh my god,
Yuri just wants to
Come
be
on,
right
Yuri,
all the
look,
time.
Look.
Hey,
hey, I just sparked it.
That's right.
I hate you guys. Anyway,
nah, bro. Like,
the picnic
honestly,
table lining on the
would
inside.
You pop these?
No. So okay. So like two things.
Hoggle wouldn't cop anything.
Now listen. House phone design better sneakers than those though.
Ooh. Whoa. I was gonna say the inside is trash.
It's the
nah,
history,
I'm
gonna
disagree just because of the detail
crazy,
of the
bro.
Dimples and those.
They
red
do that
freckles.
For every lobster shoe.
But yeah, that's but what I'm saying. That bro.
Look, it got the claws. The
come on now.
The things that hold the
they
claws.
Do that
come
for every now. Lobster shoe, FYI.
I seen better
you
high
should know
though.
This.
You ready to have some high rollers? Man, you're dick riding, bro.
Bro, I've seen better high rollers though.
I agree.
You can't say that, bro. You can't say, like, this is my brand.
Yeah,
I'm not about to sit here and say that this classic, this historic Nike SB is better than my shoe. That's cap.
Facts, it's cap.
That's coming from a nigga that's just you, my homie.
I don't like
and
the
you gassing
plaid
me
thing.
Up.
No, I don't gas you up at all, bro.
Listen.
Yeah. Do they do the same plaid in inside?
All of them, and all of them.
That looks trash.
Bro.
You don't think
look
so?
At the shoes that you're
biggest
wearing
right bro,
now. I want you to tell me which one is more trash.
My shoes like look like this so that our vacations can look like that.
I'm not talking about the quality
she paid for
of your
it,
shoe.
Don't you mean?
She paid for the first one, not the second one. I saw you, oh wait, hold on. I saw you trying to call me out with false
speak
allegations.
On it, speak on it.
Riley me. Took me to Hawaii for my birthday, and I took her to Hawaii for her birthday.
Listen,
and now we're fair. Even's even.
Listen,
we don't have to go anywhere ever again.
You know what's not? You know
y'all are so 50. Y'all are 50-50 to the Bills, huh?
No, listen.
Yeah, we are.
Fuck their. Hey, yo, stop
no
it. Stop
way.
Talking about your relationship shit. Come on. Like, keep down the low.
No, it's really
but
not.
Listen,
she pays for more.
But listen, on some real shit, on some real shit, it's not fair even trying to have these convos with you guys because y'all don't even know anything about the shit at all. So, like, to your eye, you're just like, oh, it's an orange pair of shoes. But it's like,
you still on that?
Yeah. Nigga, what are you talking about? We're
talking about take it up with God.
You niggas suck sometimes so bad. I'm honestly about to be on my Blasi shit, like, and just switch all out for niggas that actually know.
Yeah.
The fuck
honestly,
about.
Yo, I agree with you that the plaid is actually fire, bro. Blasi's tripping, dude.
No, like,
dude, disconnect it to the end, dude. Let you tell me what.
How's the fire both? Listen. Fire both.
You have to dress better before you are getting considered.
Yeah, he's already trying to get the
you
job.
Asked him to stay on to give his opinion.
No, not me, right? Well, like, I'm leaving now, though, right? But look.
Wait, before you leave, I'm going to go use the bathroom.
Okay.
But look. Bro, they're going to think you're, like, railing meth in the
fucking
bathroom.
Yeah, bro, quit.
You went to the bathroom, like,
man.
Three times already.
We know the real cokehead.
Nah, but, bro, hospital, if you fire both of them, though, like.
I don't have the power to fire anybody.
Yes,
let you tell it.
Yes, you do. You right now can walk in here and say.
Right now? I've been on for two episodes and this nigga's like.
You can
fire
say,
somebody? Why would I want to fire anybody?
Because of this conversation right here. You feel me? Right where?
It's like, oh, these suck. I don't understand.
No, where?
You don't understand the history.
Where clearly you have like a higher elitist level of understanding and intellect when it comes to actual fashion, and you might not need really somebody who can fit, you know, like, right? Like, who can speak a language. Now,
no, but that's why he's here, and then he designs
his own stuff, right here.
No, but listen, yeah. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. Now I understand why Blasi had to make that tough decision, because we did have two opposing people that have no idea what the fuck we're talking. Because even though Paul Lord knew it a little bit, but he's not like, he knows about the fucking Nike SBs that are made out of the wetsuit. It's like, you know, it's like.
And I'm going to revert back to the statement. Mm-hmm. We're the most popping streetwear podcast on YouTube.
So, yeah.
Come on, people. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. That's the house phone right there. You know what I'm saying?
No, 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 but I'm saying like.
So, I mean, you could YouTube it.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You could YouTube it.
No, but you know what, though?
You can search it
you
up.
You know what, though? On some real shit, after he said that, I thought about it.
Look on Complex. We do podcast, like triple.
Podcast, he means. Not like, come on. Like, you know, we're not on sneaker shopping level or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But look, think about it. I used to watch Full Size Run until like last year, and I stopped watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like, you got to think about it like this. Like, who else is doing something similar like that?
Well, they also.
We got a High Rollers collect.
It's very corporate as well, so they can't even say a quarter.
They can't
of
say, yo, this shit boo boo as fuck, or they can't have. Like,
they will never be like, oh, fucking Damien's going to do coke in the restroom. Look at him.
Know,
like,
right?
No one could ever say that, you know.
Well, one more thing I will
where
say.
Where fuck Damien is.
One more thing I'll say, but
shit, Damien just left.
Yeah.
One more thing I'll say about the Orange Lobsters before we move on. Is I know T-Rail is having a fucking aneurysm right now. Like, oh god, groove. I need them shit groove. But anyway.
Let me ask you. Right, you did not wash your hands, you nasty fuck, bro.
Okay, look. Let's do the last shoe and then you can leave.
Okay, perfect.
All right, the last shoe. DJ Khaled Air Jordan Retro 5 sale.
Woo!
Release date is November 28th via Nike for $225. Okay.
It's pretty pricey.
Let's see what they're looking like.
$225. Probably $250.
Like Jordan 14. Okay.
Whoa. They look like Con Candy.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I ain't feeling those, man.
No? Nah, these are smacking. You're tripping. No. It's giving like Fresh Prince of Bel Air vibes.
I don't think I could wear those.
Really?
I don't think I could pull them off.
Yes, you could.
I don't wear like light colored
shoes. They're like '90s vibes with the colors they're choosing.
Yeah, but the sale is what really pulled it off. Because if you would have made it white, it would have been like just a fake grape. Nobody want fake grapes.
Mm-hmm.
What's the inside? It's like clouds.
It's like blush.
Oh, that's fire.
God did.
I'm not going to lie. God did. They didn't want us to make it, so guess what we're going to do? Make it.
Keep going.
Let's go.
Not the motivational, not the air motivations.
Nike.
Oh, my God.
Not the air biblicals.
Nike.
No, not the air affirmations.
No, that's fire. You know what that reminds me of? My homie has sink or swim tattooed on his ankles.
Oh, that's gay.
It kind of reminds me of that. Keep going, you know?
No, I'm not
calm down,
lie.
Johnny Depp.
I see what he was doing here. He was going for nostalgia, like 90s, maybe even like 80s.
No, you're right, like 70s, 80s, like designs with the scribbles, with the, you know.
Yeah,
weird.
But I'm saying like,
this is hard.
This is giving me like acid wash, a striped t-shirt, some little ass neon shorts with the fucking best vibes.
I fuck with this.
This is honestly a dope ass project from top to bottom. I fuck with it.
But you know what? I seen Fat Joe post like 6 different variations of that same shoe.
Really?
But he got every one.
Fat
it's
Joe?
Crazy out
because they're hella cool. What?
Fat Joe,
he's tapped in. He knows everyone.
Yeah, that's the thing. Fat Joe.
There would be no DJ Khaled if it wasn't for Fat Joe.
You think so?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, bro.
What? Terra Squad, bro.
I did not know that.
You know, the crazy thing is like
that's like their little brother, little bro situation. Mm-hmm.
Fat Joe has like so much like industry respect, and like I think
he's biggest bro for real.
Fat Joe is definitely.
How
biggest
did he
bro.
Get to this point?
Because bro, first of all,
I remember like 5
really
songs as a kid, and that was it.
Dude, he has songs with Big L in like 1990s.
That's what I was about to say, bro. You got to think about.
He was around.
He was around, bro. Him and Big Pun was together.
So it's like Magnet.
Big Pun died.
Bro, you know what's crazy?
It's like Magnet to like, from like...
Nah, it's like French Montana to Max B, almost.
Kind of. I think he was like the old
Migos
French Montana, basically.
Who?
Nah.
It's different. Pun?
Fat Joe.
Fuck. No, Fat Joe wasn't no fuck.
What? Bruh. You said Fat
bro,
Joe
no, bro,
what?
Because like I was listening
French
to...
French Montana, bro, what?
Wait,
bro.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
No, I said he was like the old French Montana. Like the OG French
Montana. I just said that.
And I agreed with you. That's what
I said. I just said that... that he's French Montana of. T- t-